Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Everybody, how y'all doing, man? Shout out to everybody. Most importantly, shout out to my dogs out there that broke the record. Shout out to y'all guys. Man Mindset appreciates those guys on that day that broke the record. Shout out to you guys out there. I am the Dean. Class is in session. I ask all you guys out there, if you are new, you listen, make sure y'all go ahead and hit the button, like, subscribe, get the algorithm going right. I appreciate it. We will recognize you guys as well, regardless if you hit that like thing. But go ahead and get the likes if you get the chance, gentlemen. Shout out to my chat room dogs out there. All my dogs out there, how y'all doing, man? Y'all know how we do it, guys. Y'all know how we get it done, guys. Y'all know. Go ahead. Get your crayons out. Go ahead. Take your notebooks out. Go ahead and write down this information and go ahead and begin to utilize that, okay? That's what we want you to do. And also for those guys that are brand new, please make sure you go. If you want to be a student over here, make sure you go get your 100-piece puzzle set so you can go ahead and begin the process of discovering who you are. And that's something that we're going to kind of talk about today, why it's so hard for the regular guy out there to really, like, get game, you know what I mean, to learn, to grow. Why is it so difficult when so many of us think that we can just tell our mind to do something and we're going to just do it? Also, I forgot all the ladies out there, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? Ladies, I promise you, tonight, I promise you, I'm going to put something together tonight. I'm going to put something together tonight, ladies. So there will be a new poem up tonight, I promise you. God's word is barred. Later on tonight, I'm going to just do a solo poem that I'll put on the page for you ladies. So make sure y'all ladies check it out. Y'all be fucking bugging. Okay, I'm going to do that shit tonight. Tonight. So after the show is over, I'm going to find a track, lay it down, and I'll upload it. And you ladies can go ahead and check that out. Anyway, so for all the guys out there, if you guys have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, go ahead and put a T. The phone lines are working now, so we're good to go. The lines are working now. So the Blog Talk thing had some kind of problem last night. So lines are open, ready to take questions and anything, and ready to go ahead and spit game to you guys out there. You know, so many, I think for a lot of guys out there, and I think before we get in, like I say, before we get to solutions, I always like to kind of like talk about the why you are what you are. Because I think one of the biggest problems for a lot of young men is that I want to change, but I can't change. I want to be a man, but I can't be a man. I want to learn game, but I every time I try, I just fail. I mess up. But I'm going to kind of give you an idea and explain to you a little bit of why it is it's so hard to really be a man. I mean, being a man is the easiest thing in the world. But for surface-dwelling thinking, for surface dwellers, now again, please don't take that as a knock on you guys. When we say surface dwellers, it's individuals that look outside themselves for answers. That's what we call surface dwellers. And so many of you surface dwellers out there always are looking for things outside of yourself to really try to define yourselves and stuff like that. And that's part of the problem. And we're going to talk about that. Let's go ahead and start discussing that. See, when you have a combination of your lazy self, okay, your sheep self, part of you that loves to camp and stay in your comfort zone, that just loves to be average, you're always going to look for ways to maintain that average. But why is it that I am average, but I don't want to be average? I don't want to be stuck in this box. But why am I what I am? Let's talk about that for a second. And guys, I got questions. I'll add them in. And I'll answer your questions. So let me get into this. So many of you guys out here, and this started at a young age, man. This just didn't happen to you. Somewhere along the way, after you got here, after you got to the egg, after you did the most manliest thing that a man can possibly do, somewhere along your life, you started to be controlled by surface-dwelling thoughts. Outside influences started to manipulate you. And I can honestly say your first manipulation was your mother and your father. There, for a lot of you guys, the reason why you are religious is because your mother and your father. You are handed down stories from one generation to the next. And what they do is they continue just to feed you what they think is their truth to make you feel like what they're telling you is the truth. And sometimes when you just follow blindly at things and don't try to look at those things for yourself, you are going to be lost. So the first manipulators are the ones that love you the most, because some of them try to protect you, try to keep the walls up so you don't see the world for what it is. Sometimes mom, and this is no knock on single mothers or anything, but sometimes mom loves you so much that she protects you from the outside world. She sheds you from the outside world. When she's supposed to allow you to cut that umbilical cord at 7 or 8 years old, she holds on to you. She wants to protect you that much. She wants to care for you. It's just how women are. And through mom's love for you, as you begin to grow up, for a lot of you guys, mom is the one that loved you so much that she said, don't worry about it. I'll iron your clothes. Don't worry about it. I'll fold your clothes. Don't worry about it. I'll wake you up. Don't worry about it. I'll drive you to your interviews. Don't worry about it. I'll feed you. I'll give you money. And what she did, and she didn't mean to do this, is that she declawed and defamed you from the world because you had what is called a false sense of reality on the surface. But it's just not mom's influence. It's also outside influences of what you watch, what you see on TV, and what you read. All these things manipulate you. And most importantly, outside of those girls, when you started seeing girls or somebody, it could be a woman, it's high school or elementary. It could be a situation where you really liked some girl and she made you feel stupid for liking her. Or maybe someone at school was laughing at you or bugging you or teasing you, okay? But even though those things happen to you, as soon as you made it your truth, not the truth, but you made it your truth, as soon as you did that, what you did unknowingly is begin to pull yourself from your core of who you are. And the further away you started to go away from who you were, okay, your truth, okay, after that, you never looked back. And from that point, what you kept doing is building on a level of false truths and false thought processes, belief systems, and thoughts, mindsets that you had that not only was hurting you from the inside, but it was really stifling you from the outside, okay? But now, even though you even had those things, here you are. You're out of high school. You're going into the real world. You're no longer under the care of your mother. Maybe you are. And here you are in this big, bad world where everybody's not the way mom told me. People are mean. People are nice. People are this. People are that. And I've just got to try to figure out a way to navigate myself in this world. It was at that point where you woke him up. You woke him up because there was nobody there to give you guidance and to show you how to be or how to think like a man. So when you woke him up, he was dormant. He was there, but you woke him up. You accessed him. You said, I'm not good enough. And you know what? He said, okay, I got you covered. It's you and me. And my job from this point on is to make sure I keep you exactly where you're at. I'm going to be your protector. And I'm the one that what I want you to do is I want you to come with me to this theater called Theater Number One. And I want you to realize that, listen, it's okay to beat yourself up. It's okay to complain. It's okay to be a victim. It's okay to feel that you're not good enough. It's okay because I've got the cure for you. I know exactly where you can go because guess what? I know people like you, even though you're the only one of your kind. You started to believe that there are other people out there like you. So then you went on the internet and began to search for those people who have the same behaviors as you, but nothing like you. And when you caught into those behaviors, you felt safety like you felt with your mom. You felt a place that, you know what, this is a beautiful place. It's a safe place. It's a place where I can go and talk about my frustrations like women do when they're at the hair salon, and I'm not going to be judged for it. I'm not going to be ridiculed for it. And not only are they not going to ridicule me or laugh at me about that, they're not going to put the onus on me. They're going to blame everything else in the world but me. So then what happened was they pulled you more from yourself, and you then became connected to somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's mindset of how the world works, to a point where you thought you were a plate, you thought you were a pill, a saucer, you learned a language that is not even yours. And then when you thought everything was safe, then you saw someone that you were interested in. But because you didn't know yourself, because you didn't have any idea of how to navigate your life and your world, you then became frustrated because you really were interested in that woman and you really wanted her, but yet she didn't want you. And that made you even mad. That made you frustrated. That made you feel stupid. It made you feel some of the things that you probably felt when you were young and you tried to run away from those things back to your safe haven where they begin to indoctrinate you with a mindset and a thought process, okay? A mindset and a thought process to not really win with women, not win at all. But this is why you're here right now. But for many of you guys, being here doesn't mean you have game, because I don't think that you guys understand the beauty and the freedom of game, the beauty of it. The beautiful thing of the game is being able to feel Halloween, like October 31st. You remember when we were kids, or every day is Christmas Eve. Every day you're going deeper inside of you too. The deeper you go, the more confidence, the more arrogance you have. When you have game, not caring about what anyone says about you, not worrying about what women do, it's a freedom of a place that you can go inside yourself where there's no fear. There's nothing going on but you. It's a place where you don't allow anybody's opinions to be your fact or how you move yourself. It's being in a place where you're not being held back. You never hold yourself back. You never put chains on yourself, because that's what a lot of you guys are doing. But it's a place where you just don't hold you back, and you're able to express yourself, where you don't come off weird. You don't come off creepy. You don't come off odd and just someone that she just finds and she just wants to use, because you're never worshiping anybody. You're not putting anybody, anyone, or anything above you. And it's such a beautiful a beautiful thing to worship yourself to a point where you roll fruit at your feet. You appreciate and love who you are to a point where you don't allow anybody to come in. There are no judgments when you have game. You don't judge people off of what someone else says. You don't judge yourself. You don't judge women. You don't judge other men. You don't judge environments. You don't make excuses, because you're free from judgments. You're also free from negative past thoughts. Not to say you're not free of past thoughts, because it is those past thoughts that you take from your past that you create and utilize those things when you put in your bid, when you're talking to a woman, when you're on a date, knowing that when I'm with her, it's already over because she's never met me before. And I know the more she gets to know me, the more she begins to talk to me, I don't have to go for a one-night stand. I become a one-night stand because she wants to touch me, taste me, feel me, and peel back layers inside of me, because I'm so fascinating when you have game, gentlemen. When you have game, man, it's like there's this great desire to just keep going, to just, when you just create a world, you just want to keep going and going, because the more you go towards your core, the more you learn about yourself, the more strength you get, the more mental toughness you have, where nobody touches you. But because of these things, these are what the desires come from women. When you have those things, when you're learning oneness with yourself and in the game, or a student of the game, there are limitations. There's no such thing. There's no limiting beliefs. There's no limiting beliefs out there. There's never a thought process I know students in the game that are in wheelchairs, 1 foot off, a finger off, something wrong with them, and they're pulling beautiful women because they're not limited by the surface. They don't look to the surface. We never look to the surface because there's nothing on the surface for a man. We never, ever look to the surface. And see, the thing is that we have a core of stability. We're grounded in ourselves. We're really just disciplined on us. We don't look to, there's no answer that the surface can give us, that we can give ourselves to guide ourselves, to get the thing, that not the thing that we want, because we want for nothing. We don't want or need sex. We get it. We don't want or need women. They're there. They're there at our beck and call. It's a freedom that if ever somebody has the opportunity to cross over and you go there, it's just I can't even really explain to you guys how beautiful it is. It's the highest high. It's probably the highest high you can have, knowing that she is about to have her life changed when she meets you. I mean, think about that. Think about the power that you have when you see her. You know her life is going to change in so many ways because when she's with you, every layer she peels back, she gets hooked on. Every layer she opens up or every door she opens up, she gets addicted to, okay? All right? And when you think that way and know yourself, there are no problems. A problem is a fucking meteor the size of a Jupiter heading towards Earth. There isn't. Let me answer this one question right here. C-Dog, for you, I would say no. It's not realistic for you. It's not. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not for you. What I would say is keep believing your surface dweller thoughts because you are not a student of the game. And I'm not going to tell you something just to make you feel good. No, it's not realistic for you. It's absolutely not. So I'm going to agree with you. It's not for you. You are not capable of having one. You will have one. You will have a long-term relationship, but you will be the bitch in that relationship. You will never be a man with these kind of questions right here. So I'm agreeing with you. You're absolutely right. Because I'm not here to change a surface dweller's mind. I'm not here to change that shit. You cannot. And here's the thing, guys. This is what a lot of y'all understand. You can't change the mind of someone who doesn't want change, man. So you just agree with them and just keep on moving. Let's get to the next question right here. I got a few other ones. Hold on a second. Is it okay for you to embrace your own flaws because your flaws don't define? AJ, life is Jay. What flaws are you embracing? What is a flaw? I don't understand. I need more from you. When you say a flaw, what is a flaw? What is a flaw? Tell me what a flaw is, because I don't know what a flaw is. Because me being 5'7" is not a flaw to me, because that's who I am. Me being 50 years old, that's not a flaw to me. That's who I am. Me being out of shape is not a flaw. That's who I am. Where's the flaw? I need you to explain the flaw. Because if you're asking that question, what is the flaw? Explain that to me. All right? Explain that to me, okay? I need you to answer that question, and I'll be happy to continue and answer that question. Guys, I want to call in. You have the number, but I'll be happy to continue dialogue with you because you asked a great question, but I need you to explain to me what is the flaw. What is the flaw, okay? All right, that's the thing, okay? All right, that's what I need to know, the flaw, okay? So let me get to this question right here. How do you go about putting in your bid with a woman walking down the street? And can you talk more about a woman to A to A or A to B? I feel hesitant when a woman is busy, she's walking fast. Well, then you ain't ready. You ain't ready for this then. No, hey, just let her walk by. You ain't ready. I mean, I need you to tell me, how do you open a door? How do you turn on a light switch? How do you pick up your remote control? How do you open your refrigerator? How do you open up a cabinet? How do you open up a bowl? How do you grab a bowl? How do you open up your drawer and grab a fork? How do you sit on a couch? How do you grab your shoes? How do you grab your socks? How do you grab your shirt in the closet? How do you grab your toothbrush? How do you grab your toothpaste? How do you grab soap? How do you turn the water on? I mean, this is why a lot of you guys are not, y'all are trying to complicate this too much. It's not complicated. But see, when you're on the surface, it's the most complicated thing in the world because you think it's more to it than what you think it actually is. So I'm asking you, how do you do those things? You tell me how you grab a remote control, how you open a door, how you turn on the light, how you goddamn grab your car keys. You tell me. You tell me. Let me know, okay? Let me get to the next question. What do you do when you get bored with women? Well, what the fuck you think you do, my brother? You let them motherfuckers go. I mean, when did we become kindergartners? When did we become kids where you got to have your hand held? I ask you, HB, when did you become so goddamn kindergarten-like where you can't even answer a question like this? Please let me know. Because either you're doing one of two things. Either you're trying to show off in the classroom, which you know you better not be doing, or you on some fuckboy kindergarten shit. So you choose which one you are, and you let me know, why are you thinking in such thoughts? You have no game thinking like this. This is weak. This is weak. All right, let's see here. What's up? Let me see here. Got to quickly check the questions real quick as we continue to get in this. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm waiting. Hey, I'm waiting. Hold on, man. See, this is what I'm saying. Look, all right, listen. What I'm going to say, if I'm talking to you, my life is Jay, and I ask you a question, from this point on, I'm going to say, all you guys, if you ask me a question, and I ask you to give me an answer, and you don't give me an answer in a lot of time, just best believe you're going to get kicked out of the class. Because you're wasting time. If you're asking a question, that means you're serious about the answer. So what you're doing is you're taking my lessons and make me put them aside to try to help you. And then when I ask you a fucking question you can't answer, I'm telling you right now, if you guys ask a question and I ask you to give me an answer, and you don't give me one in a lot of time, you're going to be gone. And I apologize to the guys that's trying to learn because these motherfuckers ain't answering questions. I'm not playing. I'm telling y'all. Okay? I'm telling y'all. T-Rex, why is it as kids we have no fear, but as we get older, we start experiencing? Well, T-Rex, what I want you to do, because I got to get on with the show, is what I want you to do, T-Rex, is I want you to go to the beginning of the show and watch it, and now I have your answer right there. Maybe you're just joining us right now, but I've already answered that question, and I'm not going to go back to it, okay? Just go back and listen to that question, okay? And look, I'm going to give you all a prime example. Life is Jay. Here's the first one. Guys, I'm going to show you how to do this shit. First thing I'm going to put Life is Jay in timeout. And then when Life is Jay don't answer my question, he's going to get kicked the fuck out. I'm going to make him a prime example of showing you that you don't waste a man's time, women or men. If I ask you a question, you answer the question. But if you can't answer the question, please, hey, it's best you better jump out the class before I kick you out for good, because you can't, don't come back. I already put you in timeout. So by the time it comes back, you better have your fucking answer locked in or you're gone. Try me, because this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. If y'all really want to learn, I'm here to teach you how to learn. Everybody else that wants to bird watch and bullshit, don't waste my time. Do not ask me a question, because if I ask you to give me another answer to that question and you don't open up, you're gone. I'm telling y'all right now, because I'm not slowing down the class for people that are not really serious about learning, okay? T-Rex, you're okay. I didn't ask you a question, all right? All right, that's cool. B. Ramsey, you got to pay attention to put a Q in the chat. Whenever it has a chat, put a Q in there, okay? You're saying I have no problem getting attention of women on date sites. However, after a few conversations, they tend to fall off. How do I get and keep interest before the date? I won't answer that question. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 868, wait, hold on, Randall. Let me grab this question right here. And next time, put a Q, brother, but I will answer that in 1 second. Let me go to this call right here. Error code 868, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, good night, Steve. Timothy here. I wanted to answer your question on the feeling when you have game. The feeling that you have is the feeling of abundance. I wanted to mention that. That's how I learn in game now. That's how I feel with women. The abundance and the wealth of women. That is what I feel.
But why is that the wrong answer? I'm gonna tell you why it's the wrong answer. Because if you're feeling what you're feeling,
okay,
that means you're gonna stand on what you said. So why is that the wrong answer?
That's what I feel. Yeah. No, I didn't say the wrong answer.
I'm telling you, it's the wrong answer.
It is? Okay. Why? Why is it?
Why do you think it's the wrong answer? Because if you really have game, you should know what you just said was totally wrong. Why is it wrong?
I feel abundance. I don't think it's wrong.
No. You didn't say I felt abundance. You said I felt abundance, okay, and you put women in the motherfucking conversation.
Oh, it should be about me. Fuck, yeah.
No, but that's okay because you don't have game. You don't have game, so it's okay. But don't act like you have something that you don't have when you're running your mouth and making you say it's abundance, but then you bring women in the equation. Okay?
Got it.
All right. It's okay. But yeah, don't do that. Just if you have a question, ask a question. But don't come in here acting like you have game, trying to tell guys some game, and yet you're talking about women.
Got it.
All right, young man?
Thanks.
All right, respect.
Yep.
I'll throw you back
in.
All right, respect. All right, let me get to this question right here. Let's see here. Let's get to B. Ramsey. No, you're good. Let me get to your question right here. So this is the problem on the surface level are the lies that you guys tell yourselves that you actually think are true. You're not getting the woman's attention. You're getting the woman's curiosity. You're not getting her attention. You have her curious enough to talk to you, but when she peels back your first layer and see that you're an empty cupboard of nothing, they don't want to deal with you. Because you are not a student of you. You're not a student of the game. And this is going to be your life until one, and I hope this doesn't happen, but one becomes interested enough in you, and then she begins to run you. I think what's happening now, I know it's going to sound crazy, I think it's good right now that these women are running away from you and dumping you. I think that's awesome. And let me tell you why. Because if a woman ever becomes interested in you the way you are right now, you better run. Because it's at that point she's going to realize she's got the upper hand and you have no game, and she's going to use you, manipulate you, and run you. So I think what's happening to you right now is good. I think it's absolutely a good thing, because if you do get somebody right now, they're gonna run right through you, dog. It's not even gonna be fair how bad they're gonna run circles around your ass, and you're not even gonna see it until it's too late. So this is good. If you don't have game and they're dumping you and they're doing that to you, I think that's really good. And I commend you on that. I think that's awesome that it's not working for you. I think that's awesome. So I would say keep trying to work on yourself, but if you feel that way and a woman becomes interested in you, I would be very wary of why she's interested in somebody who is weak in her eyes. It's something you got to ask. So if you, all you guys out there getting knocked down and turned down by women, they're doing you a favor. they're actually doing you a favor. And I know a lot of you guys don't see it as that, but they're actually doing you a favor. Because these thank God these women have enough compassion to release you and throw you back into the water. But there are women out there that will use you, run you, and manipulate you because you're open, you're easy, you're a mark. So I don't want y'all, don't look at women like shooting down as something bad. I want y'all to look at it as they're doing you a favor, especially when you have no game, when you don't know how to communicate to a woman, when you don't know when to be romantic, when to shift down, when to shift up, when to change things up. And since you don't know those things and these women are not really giving you play, I really think they're doing you a great favor. I really do. Let me bring in 901. 901, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir?
These women are not really giving you
play. Wait a second. Before I do that, please mute your background. I'll give you a few seconds. Give him a few seconds. Wait a second. Wait. I'm going to give him 10 seconds. By tap, anybody catch up. Please mute the background. And, okay, it should be muted right now. All right, 901, what's your question, man? What's up?
What's going on, Mr. Steve? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. You don't have to call me, sir. What's good with you, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. I'm fairly a young guy. I just wanted to know just what's a good age range do you think for young for black men to try to get married and try to really sit down with a woman and how to kind of
first
really
stop. Okay, first thing you got to do is get rid of young and get rid of black. Get rid of young and get rid of black.
Okay.
But why do you think? Yes, wait, first, why do you think we got to get rid of that first?
We don't want to limit it to just one or one selection.
I don't want you boxed in. I don't want you to box yourself in. And for young. Now, listen, I'm not saying be proud of who you are. I say absolutely be proud of who you are. But when you're throwing that out there, you don't understand that that's a kind of like, you know, feel sorry for me or you need to appreciate. No, I see you as a man. That's all I see you as. I don't see you as young or old or anything green, purple, blue. I just see men. That's it. I don't see that color stuff. You know what I mean? Because if you actually think about it, this is the color black. I mean, if you really actually think about it, and if y'all do your homework, you'll realize Jesse Jackson, when he was running for president, came up with this African-American thing, but I don't want to get into all that. But now, what is the age for you to get married? That's the question. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's your $1 million. Here's the answer to a great question you're asking. The time is got to be up to you when you have dated yourself, when you have lived with yourself, when you have been engaged to yourself, and you marrying yourself. And I don't mean you taking yourself down the altar and stuff. I mean that you have a plan for every level that you move up on. Never put a time on marriage. Never put a time on it. That's why it's important to work on you. See, I don't want you thinking in marriage, and I don't want you thinking in relationships. Matter of fact, I don't even want you walking out your door thinking about women. That's how deep this is. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't even want you to walk out of your door thinking about women. Why do you think that is?
Because I think it needs to be more self-focused on me and how I build my character as a man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, see, what a lot of surface dwellers do is they put too much pressure on them. See, if they want to get married, then the pressure to find a woman, the pressure to hurry her along, the pressure to make her your girlfriend, the pressure to date her, the pressure to get in a relationship, the pressure to move in with her, the pressure to get engaged with her. You see what I'm saying? All that becomes a pressure. And I want you men to live and conquer, live and live threesomes, orgies, sleeping with another man's wife while he watches it. I mean, I want you to live, man. I want you to go out there and live and travel and just live a life. Don't settle down just yet. learn you and appreciate you and do all the things that you want to do or continue to want to do before you bring a woman in. Because some of these women, they have one-track minds. I want relationship. I want baby. I want marriage and something like that. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying is that I want you to enjoy. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
26.
Okay, so you're not that young, but you're 26. That's a good age. But what I'm saying is I want you to learn you. Learn your qualities. Build your kingdom. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. You can be 36, 46, 56, and still marry a 24, 19, 20, 21. It doesn't matter, I want you to be long in the tooth on the knowledge, okay? The knowledge that you have for yourself. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
Yeah, so, yeah, but I don't want you, don't look at how old do I have to be to get married. Don't look at time that way. Look at time as I need to spend it on learning that man in the mirror and how he moves, how he thinks and behaves. Let me give you a prime example. Had a client that he was supposed to be a student. He was a student in the beginning, right? Met a girl. Yeah. He met a girl, and that's what they do. When they meet a girl, they think, okay, well, I don't need to learn game anymore, so I think I got it. Met a girl, and that girl, he was just fucking started questioning him, started doing a bunch of disrespectful things, and he didn't know how to handle it. So what I'm trying to get you guys to do is learn you. Where when you go out into the world, unlike the other surface dwellers out there, you are able to maneuver yourself and women the way you see fit, where you don't have problems and issues. Because when you have game, dog, there's really no problem. I mean, if you want to look at man problems, and they're not even problems. Let's call it a situation. Man situations are totally different from the average surface dweller. Our situations are, I miss you, I love you, I want to see you, I miss the dick, can I have the dick, I love to come on my face, can I cook for you, why aren't you calling me, why aren't you texting me, I miss you, I think about you, when can I see you, I'm hurting without you. That's what you get on the other side. We don't ever get the things that these average surface dwellers get. It's a whole different ball game when you're across the street. So what I want to do is get you across the street first. Once you are across the street, it is at that point, young man, where you decide, because this is a beautiful thing about the man mindset, you decide if you want to continue to slay them easily, or you ready to say, you know what, I want to push my name and my bloodline, and now it's time to get myself prepared on what I want in a woman to be worthy of my bloodline, my sperm, and my name. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. That makes sense. I sure appreciate that, Doc.
All right, man. I don't want you to lead with young black man. I just want you to lead with man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for your color. I appreciate you for your age. But what you're doing when you do that with a woman, see, let me tell you why this is a bad thing. This is what women always do. Women are the first ones to talk about themselves first as a victim to make everything like this, to soften up the blow type shit. Men don't talk that way.
You're right about that.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't be proud of who you are. I'm just saying don't lead with who you are, because that woman can see your age probably, or guess around your age, and she can tell by the color of your skin what you are, right? So you don't have to tell somebody something they're going to see with you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's funny you say that, man.
And at my age, dog, to be honest, man, it's mainly the older chicks that seem like to be, you know, to be choosing up on me. You know, seem like to be a little bit older on me, the 30-year-old, about to be 30, 35, 34-year-old that's really choosing up on me.
Well, but we don't. Okay, well, when you say choosing up on you, what does that mean? What do you mean by choosing up on you?
I mean, they seem to, you know, trying to holler at me, seem to be coming my way, like That's what I'm correct.
Okay, all right, here's another lesson, young man. A man does not wait for life to happen to him. We make shit happen. See, what a lot of guys do when they mess up is that they play position in a wrong way. You're just waiting for older women to say something to you when you know you want younger women. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right about that.
So if you want younger women, then why don't you go talk to younger women instead of waiting for what comes your way, brother? Men don't do that. That's part of it. Listen, women are going to come your way. All right, I tell you this again. I always say this for you guys out there, ladies. I will drop a poem tonight, ladies, for you. What I'm saying is that, okay, I write erotic poetry, right? Okay, and I have a fan club of women that range from 18 all the way up into the 50s. All right, different ethnicities, different everything, and they're coming my way because they love the way I'm talking or the way I'm breaking my stuff down. But what I'm saying is that I don't care they're coming my way. I don't care about that. I do what I need to do for myself. But when you have game, they're always going to come. They're always going to come because of the fascination of what you are. So don't wait for those to come with you. You can get those, but why would you leave the other ones alone? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, all right, man. Well, if you have another question, let me know, man. Very good call, okay? Very good call, man.
I appreciate that, right. Man. I appreciate that.
All right, respect to you. Yeah, respect to you, young man. Thank you, 911. Appreciate that, man. Let me throw you back in. Let me get some of these questions. Real quick, because we got to get to the show and all that other stuff. Wait, I'm sorry. I did that question already. I'm sorry. I can't shut up. I'm old, when I think about, you know, game in my head, I'm more focused, laser focused on what I got to get to. So let's get to this question right here. How does game you run in a relationship different from marriage game, if it is at all? Well, M-Dog, I think you're not understanding what game actually is. Game is not a relationship with a woman. Game is not a marriage with a woman. Game is all about the self-discovery of oneself and how you are to yourself. Being in a relationship and being married are the perks of having game, meaning that you're always going to be you. It doesn't matter. You're just saying that, are you on my level for me to be in a relationship? Okay, are you on my level for me to be attracted to you? Are you on my level to get my attention? Are you on my level to be worth my time? Are you on my level to be worth my respect? And are you on my level to be worth dick? I mean, this is how it is. You just don't get it on GP because you're a woman. So you don't run. See, I think you guys are getting this all wrong, like you're playing an actual game. You're not running game in your relationship. You're leading your relationships based off of how you move as a man. You don't change who you are. It's just the higher you move up, the more difficult for the woman to be able to get the ring, kind of like some Lord of the Rings type shit. It's harder for her to get to you when you have game. So I don't want you to look at it as I've got to, like, well, I'm in a race, you got to run that different. No. Listen, a king is always king, right? Remember, a man is always a man at 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, a day, a week, a month, a year. He's a man in August, September, October, November, December. He's a man in winter, spring, summer, fall. The weather changes, the season changes, time changes. Everything changes around, but what doesn't change is the man, except when he changes for himself. He doesn't change. Yes, he does adjust to the weather. But he does adjust to the times and the seasons, but he still maintains a strong sense of self. So I don't want you to look at manhood has to run a relationship. I am the relationship because before I can have a relationship with a woman, I learned this at a young age, I got to learn how to really have a relationship with me. I got to learn what I got to put up with me. I got to learn what my expectations are. And she's got to understand that she's rocking with me because she's a representation of me. And if she doesn't want to be a representation of me, we can fuck. And I can fuck you and you go about your way. But I know eventually that fuck is going to turn and you want to crawl your ass back and we got to rediscuss that thing. So, okay? All right? So let me get to the next question right here. Let's see. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. We will continue chopping it up. Just want to make sure I catch up with the questions and everything. Let me see here. And you know, AJ, if you listen, I don't know if you've gone on that, but don't ever ask me a question again in this panel. Don't ever ask me a question again, Jay. You have disappointed me several ways, and I will explain why I'm disappointed in that man. I'm trying to teach y'all a class, and if you ask me a question, that means you really want the answer. And sometimes if you ask a question, I've got to ask you to get more detail in your question to be able to answer it the right way. And if I ask you a question and you can't reply, that means you're bullshitting and you're wasting the class's time. And we don't play that over here. Do you think the whole point of having game is to protect yourself from the dangers that can come ahead of you? Okay, T-Rex, again, I don't think you understand. What fucking dangers are you talking about? Okay, hey, there you go. You're answering my question right now. You're talking about, T-Rex, I actually think, and this is why I'm giving you some love today, because I actually truly think and believe that you, my friend, are coming from the streets of, you're coming from the other side of the street with all that red pill jargon. Now, if you just joined us, and this is why it's important to listen to what I'm saying, see, this is why you're going to have more hard work to do, because of your mindset is already set on lies. A woman doesn't or cannot manipulate a man. She can manipulate you or you surface dwellers easily. I'll give you an example, T-Rex, how you are manipulated by women. You're so manipulated by a woman, you actually think every woman is trying to trap you. you think that every woman is going to have a false trap. So that means because you're following another man who ain't teach you anything, you're already broken before you walk out your door, because you have a false sense of reality. Your reality is already set. So that means women who you don't even know have already manipulated you, because you manipulated yourself first. And that's how cold the game is. See that, guys? Not a woman in sight. And he's already speaking in dangers that could come ahead of you. That's that red pill talk. All right? Manipulation, false traps. You're already manipulated, and you're not even talking to women, brother. That's how bad it is for you. Because I never said anything about game protecting yourself. Yes, your warrior protects you, and it also expands the realm, but in this case, you don't understand that women have such a power over you that you listen to another guy tell you that there's a boogeyman under your damn bed, and every time you turn on the lights, his eyes open up under your bed, and you believe it. How do I know? Because you just wrote about it right here. So this is how cold game is, man. These women are sizing y'all motherfuckers up and just killing y'all with all this stuff, man. All right, let me grab this other question here, and I gotta continue, then we'll do this other one. Okay. Is it true that dating in your generation was easy? I keep hearing that dating back in your day was easy. No, it wasn't easy. No. No. It wasn't easy. Let me explain why. Back in my day, there was no internet. There was no internet. If you wanted to talk to a girl, you had to go over there and talk to her. You had to go over there when she, like we used to go roller skating, because that's where all the girls hung out and shit. They were like, all right, couple skates. That's the next song. So if you wanted to go out and go couple skate with a girl, you had to go all the way across that roller ring when she's around. All her little girlfriends and shit, put your bid in, and sometimes she said yes, sometimes she said no. See, back in my day, we didn't have access to women. We only had access to women in our neighborhood and a little bit outside the city. That's it. If we wanted to talk to girls outside in another state, we had to be a thing called pen pals. We had to write letters and shit. Because back in our day, we couldn't call girls because the phone bill was so expensive calling long distance to a point where we had to go to pay phones, get a bunch of quarters, stick them in the pay phone that gave us extra time just to talk to girls outside of the state. So what you have to understand, there was no OnlyFans, no Backpage. It was none of any of that stuff. And you guys have it. Now let me explain. The guys who had it our way are killing it right now in your world. Because we've got an extra layer of skin that y'all don't have. But also that what you have to understand is that once the internet opened up, you became connected. See, when it opened up for us and shit, you know, we was running game and shit. We were traveling, man, because when Yahoo, it was two things over Yahoo and AOL.com. Women back then in the beginning, they didn't know about catfishing or lying. What you saw is what you saw. But the beautiful thing about it was we would get them with our words because our conversation piece was so tight that we would just get on AOL or Yahoo, spin a little bit of game, get them off that joint, switch numbers and all that shit, talk a little bit of yak, and they buying us tickets to fly and visit them. And we were like touring and smashing. So, but now as you look at it now, T, is that it's easy. It's so easy right now for you guys. It doesn't make any sense how you can't see how easy it is, because think about this. You are actually connected to everybody that's connected around the world. You are connected to every goddamn woman in the world. And if you happen to be in the same app or whatever she has, same group and all that other stuff, you're connected to those things, okay? That's what I'm saying. You're connected to those things. So it's just something that you think about. It's very deep. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. Back in the day, a lot of y'all guys would not be able to survive. A lot of guys wouldn't be able to survive if the lights went out. And I always say that y'all better thank God that the lights don't go out, because if ever the lights went out and you had to revert back to the real world like we had back in our day, y'all wouldn't survive. Y'all wouldn't, because y'all wouldn't know how to navigate your lives, because your lives are stuck in this thing that's a computer. You got a telephone, a video camera, a computer, a map. You got everything rolled up in here. But back in our day, we didn't have that. So we had to go to the library. We had to go on our bike. We had to ride to the library. We had to go get some fucking microfiche and all that stupid ass shit. Or we want a book. We had to pull this fucking long ass damn drawer out and find the alphabet and see if it was there. Once we get it, we had to sign that shit out, man. We had to, like, do some Fred Flintstone type shit. But it made us who we are today. But that's why we killing it. That's why those that are before the internet are easily killing it, because they have access of how they talk to women online. It's just not even fair how great it is. But no, it was harder back in the day. It was definitely harder. A lot of guys wouldn't be able to hang. It's just too much for y'all guys. Last one, JP. I have a chick of about 8 months. One of her male employees at her job recently was homeless and asked if he could stay in her spare room. She said yes. She had asked you for. Well, okay. I've got a few problems with this. And let's back up. Why are you living with a woman after 8 months? Why are you living with a woman after 8 months? That's even worse. Okay, there's a few. We'll unpack a few of these things, but you're fucking up already. Why the fuck are you living with her? And the worst part about it, that you are living with her, you didn't set any boundaries or any laws as far as if you ever want to do something, you need to talk to me and discuss it with me first. And I guess she's living with you. If she's living with you, where are the rules and stuff? Now, one of her male employees at the job became homeless. That's none of my business. Fuck him. I'm sorry, guys. I'm all about Zod. I don't have a fuck your feelings thing. He's not none of my business. None whatsoever. If you want to tell her, do him a favor, find him a homeless shelter where he can go lay his ass down at. Because you don't want to bring, guys, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you why I tell you this, JP. Because I was homeless How many days? Was it like 10 days? Okay, let me tell you I was homeless. See, when you get an apartment, like when you live in an apartment and you try to get another apartment, there's a carryover sometimes with the apartment. So let's say I have to give my notice at my apartment. I'm leaving my apartment in January, okay? Sometimes the new apartment isn't ready, and sometimes it's going to take a few days for it to get ready. You see what I'm saying? So that leaves me in a spot where I'm homeless. You know what I mean? I don't have a place to go. I mean, I have places to go. Yeah, you know I mean, but I'm just saying, give you an example. I'm kind of like homeless because I'm transitioning from one to another. So what I did was, I did this a few times, and it never turned out right. So what I did was I asked one of my boys, like, hey, man, is it okay, you know, if I can stay at your crib for like a few days and shit while my apartment gets transferred over? And then look, I'll pay for gas. I'll pay for food. I'll be in the side of the couch. I won't bother you or anything. They said yes. And then once they said yes, we had another talk with them. I said, listen, I'm not going to disrespect your house. I will never bring a woman in your house. I'm not going to disrespect you. But I want to know, is it okay if they come and pick me up? Because remember, even then, that's what I was telling y'all when I had like the car and all that stuff and I was taking buses and shit, they were still coming to get my motherfucking ass. I was like that. But I had to ask, is it okay? The wife said it was okay. They both agreed. You know, it's okay to have women come knock on the door. And I never wanted to bring them in. I never wanted to bring them in because I wanted to keep that. I was going to stay in my little corner, play my little cake ass thing at that time. What was it? Was it PlayStation 1 or a Sega Genesis? I forgot what it was. But I was minding my little business, having a little area right there. I had shit storage. I told him, listen, I'm just in a transition. I'm a little homeless right now in the transition, okay? So what happened was that the women started knocking on the door way too much. And the wife of my boy started saying, don't be rude. Let them come in. All right. So I started letting them come in. Knocking the door, I let them come in while I'm like throwing on my shoes or whatever. And she begins to talk to them. But what she started to notice was that it was like a Union Station. I had tons of women coming in and out, man, at the door. Never fucked in the house. Never did. I didn't want to disrespect it, okay? One day, she said, well, damn, Steve, I didn't know you was a ladies man and all that other stuff. I was like, I just kind of played up because I don't like talking to women like one-on-one like that without the guy being around because I respect the man's house. So I try not to talk to the women. If I'm over a woman's house, like or his house, I'm not going to really talk to the wife because I find that disrespectful. I'm not going to talk to her. I talk morally to him, but I'm cordial to her. So what happened was they were always arguing, and the shit kicked off. One day, I'm over here playing my video games or whatever. I think it was a dick wrestling day, and he decided to go outside in his boxers, and they were arguing. And then out of nowhere, his woman said that, if you go outside that house in those boxers, I'm going to take all my clothes off and run naked around Steve. I had to leave. I had to leave. And what I'm saying to you, JP, I don't know how much game you have, but you bringing that homeless motherfucker in your motherfucking crib, and he got more game than you, she's gonna start recognizing that. But I got a problem with you doing that. And real quick, another one. First cousin, can I stay at this place? Same scenario. I'll pay for food, pay for that. Is it okay women come over? Okay, cool, and all this other stuff. And guess what? Same thing, man. They had to boot me out because his girl started getting jealous of the women that were coming there and picking me up. So you got to be careful that, especially at games. What I'm saying to you, I'm asking you about that 8-month thing, but I would not bring no other dude in there because, you know, shit just ain't going to work out right. But I do want you to know that. It's just, it never works out really well that way. So I would definitely not do it. But but wait a second. Well, then, whoa, this is even worse. How does somebody manage your house and you're not saying anything? How does that's a J-Dog. That's like me telling the cable company I want them to come at your house tomorrow to put in and install cable without even asking your permission. I don't understand you males and you surface dwellers. Why would you allow that? Dude, I'm just saying, if it was me, she would have been gone. That's grounds for termination. So she doesn't respect you to a point where she's telling another guy that he can stay at your place and not even tell you? Man, this is, dude. I'm gonna leave that alone. That's bad, man. That's bad, dude. You can't do that. Learning game have anything to do with learning to pursue yourself? Okay, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean. I need more depth in what you're asking. What do you mean by that? And wait, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand what you're talking about. So any more in there? Let me check and see if the lines are open. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But yeah, man, that's y'all can't do that, man. You can't, man, dude, you can't let some woman tell somebody to live under your house and then doesn't even tell you about it. Man, dude. Oof. That one hurt. That one really hurt, man. You can't do that shit, man. Let me get back to the show. Y'all got questions, go ahead and answer questions and stuff like that. See, everything that I'm trying to show you guys that y'all don't understand on the surface level of what you think about is that what you see yourself as is why you're not winning. But it's not just what you see yourself as. It's that you're reinforcing the lies of what you think you are, actually, which you never even met. You really, really never met the real you. All your life, you have been living lies and just draping layer upon layer upon layer over yourself, okay? And all the theories and all the thoughts, all that stuff, everything that happens in your life, your behaviors, your characteristics, the things that motivate, all these things play a role in why most of you guys lose, because everything you're thinking about either has something to do with the woman or has something to do with your fucking feelings. And that's why the game doesn't work for a lot of you guys, all right? That's why it doesn't work, man, okay? So what I'm saying is that what's important here is that what you got to do here for all you guys out there that's learning all this stuff, you have to understand when you think the way that you think, sometimes it can really bite you in the ass. Because when you're the way you're thinking about it, okay? See, a lot of you are living off of false perceptions and judgments. That's all y'all living off of. False false, fake perceptions and judgments. That's pretty. I mean, if you want to sum it up in two things, there's so many things in that. But I'm just going to sum it up as false as judgments and perceptions. And most of your perceptions come from people who don't have game. Not only do they give you false sense of perceptions, but they give you false judgments. Where not only do you judge yourself, they're training you to judge a woman. They're training you to figure out how to be what she likes. You're judging and talking about other men. You look at other men and you try to compare yourself to another man. I mean, it really does damage. Because you can't reflect on yourself, okay, when you're bringing poison into the core of you. Your body is not going to allow that to happen, and that's why it's not happening. Because of how you're looking at the world, how you're judging the world, and how you're moving in the world. This is why it's not easy for a lot of guys out there to actually change, okay? It just doesn't work, okay? And what happens is because of the perceptions that you have. Now, remember, there are several perceptions that you have. There's the perception that you have of yourself where you know you're not good enough. You don't believe in yourself. No confidence, fear, anxiety, excuses, victim, emotional, mommy. I mean, I can go on and on and on. When we talk about there's so many bad things about you. Not assertive, no direction, no laws, rules, codes. I mean, we can go on with you. But then there's the perception that you have of women. Some of you believe that all women just are out there to fucking take you for what you got because somebody told you. Well, we'll get to that part in a second. But there's a false perception of women because not only do you come up with these fictitious lies about women, you don't even talk to women even to know if that shit's real or not. Then the perception for some of you guys, and that perception when you do meet a woman or if she's online or something like that, because you don't have a sense of self, because you judge women, you automatically feel that, you know what, I have to be this way around a woman. Okay, I've got to be around this way around a woman to get a woman. But then, again, the next perception is judging men. You'll go to a place where all the guys do is judge not only just judge women, but they judge their behavior as if they have been fucking every woman in the world. And you take what they tell you as gospel, as truth. You actually think that these women who are not even thinking about you are bad people. But are women actually bad? Because a bad person only comes out to be bad when she knows she can get away with being bad. Are women really disrespectful? The only way a woman can disrespect somebody is if that motherfucker allows her to disrespect or she feels like she can get away with disrespect. So what I'm saying to you guys out there is that y'all have a false sense of reality to a point where your perception is so skewed. I mean, look at this. Here's, let me give you an example, because I want to give you examples. They used to have this term that women are for the streets, and they used to have these terms of you judge women because all they're doing is fucking. Oh, look at her. They're sluts and whores, and all they're doing is fucking, right? That's on one hand. But then on the other hand, which is really weird, is that y'all are always, well, how can I get into my place the first night? First, you judge them on them being sluts and whores. But then you want to be like, well, then how can I get them over to my place? But then you want to say they ain't shit for being sluts and whores on this hand, but then you want to get them over to your place fast. I mean, it's just weird how your perceptions are just clouding everything. That's perception. That, gentlemen, I'll say it again, that's just perception. Okay? The next thing that connects are the judgments. And I'm not going to go over the judgments. We always do that. We always go over the judgments. But I'm just saying that when you have those poisonous thoughts, and I want to say this to you guys. I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm not here to say that you're a bad person because you have those thoughts. That doesn't make you a bad person, okay? I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is this is why you can never be a student of the game. This is why it's February 8th and you're the same person that you said that you wasn't going to be on December 31st when that fucking ball dropped. Remember that shit? When it was coming down and you said, today's going to be my year. You know, this is going to be my year for change. And you said that shit in 2021, 2020, 19, 18, 17, 16, and you're still the same person. But yet you don't know why. And that's why I'm trying to break this down right now, because that's just one and two. But then let's go to number three, the emotional side, the mommy side of you. Gentlemen, look, if you guys are playing PlayStation 5 and you lose in Call of Duty, Battlefield, fucking Madden, fucking 2K, Grand Theft Auto, and you get shot and killed and you feel some kind of way, that's okay. That's not emotion. That's fucking passion. That's passion. Like, you're like, hey, Rob. Look, wait, I'm going to show the motherfuckers in the chat room with this one. Let me see here. LFA, look out, dog. LFA, we're behind you. God damn it. LFA, watch you. Look out, man. I got shot, motherfucker. That's passion. LFA, come on, man. I got shot, dog. You got to look out for me, man. Come on, LFA. See, that's passion. That's not emotion. All right? Like I'm playing I Am right now. Hey, God damn it. Hold on, man. Oh, fuck, I'm about to kill this motherfucker. I'm beating this motherfucker's ass, whatever. God damn it. Shit, I lost. See? That's passion. That's passion. That's not emotion. Passion. See, it's okay to have passion. Like, if you're watching TV, if you're watching the Super Bowl, you bet on the fucking Bengals or what the fuck you bet on, and they ain't covering. Oh, motherfucker. It's passion. It's not emotion. See, the difference is that a lot of you guys are emotional, gentlemen. And that means you're led by emotional thoughts, emotional feelings, and emotional reactions. Not action, reaction. Meaning that you are so caught up in yourself. Now, again, listen, and this is why I give women a pass. And I tell you, I'm sorry, I will give a woman a pass because they're supposed to be this way. They're supposed to be insecure. They're supposed to be emotional. And they're supposed to look into fucking futures that aren't even there as far as those fairy tale type shit. But when you young men out there look at women, and you automatically say to yourself, because you see a woman, that I can't get her. I'm not good enough for her. She'll never like a guy like me and all these other things. She's so beautiful. She'll never give me the time of day. Or you get mad at her because she says I have a boyfriend, or you feel some kind of way because she says, you know, I'm not interested. That's the problem with feelings, big dog. That's the problem that we're trying to get you young men to see. Shout out to all you guys out there. Got a number of love for you guys. If y'all got a question, please, gentlemen, please put a Q in there, ask a question, because this is what this show is about. Let me check the phone lines as I'm chopping it up. Still 40 minutes. We got a show to do. But I want to, see, one thing I want to do is give you, see, what I want to do is I don't just want to feel like I'm beating you guys down. I want to give you the why, because I want to punch you in your chest. Because the only way that you're going to make the change is seeing what you're doing wrong and knowing why you're doing it. You don't understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that's why I'm breaking it down. When you look at the man in the mirror, because I always tell you guys every time we end the show to go get your favorite little drink or whatever, go to the mirror, tell that motherfucker you love him, you got his back, and all this other stuff. The reason why I want to do that is because I'm trying to get you to access more understanding of yourself, where you can go and look at the film room. Remember the film room, I always tell you every day, you should sit down and reflect or watch the film of the day to make the proper adjustments so you can evolve the next day. Why is that? Because that gives you an introspection of who you are on the inside. It's how you process things. It's how you learn. It's how you move. You should never be, there should never be an anxiety. There should never be any stress. And there shouldn't be a victim mentality as in something's wrong with me. That's where I think a lot of you young men are going wrong, because you want to learn game. And what game, and what I mean by game is learning yourself, learning the value of who you are, learning your language, learning your scribe, your culinary school, learning all these things about yourself, never trying to be like somebody else, but learning how to develop the core of what you have and who you are. But one cannot do that when you're thinking on the surface. You're too busy dwelling up there. And what I mean by dwelling up there, wait, hey, guys, you know, speaking of which, hey, guys, I think I might get this, dog. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I just want to share that. I know. I just had a blank of the brain fart, but I got my mind. I'm still pondering. But let me show y'all, guys. I think I'm going to get this. Let me show you guys. Hold on. I think. Where the fuck did it go? Wait. Let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I can show y'all, motherfuckers. I think I'm going to get this, dog. I think I'm going to get this. Let me see if I can show you. I'm on the fence, but I don't know, man. I already got my snakes and all the other shit. You know, I really think that's gonna be my next tattoo. It's kind of bad right here. I'm a little bear right here. But I think I'm gonna get that motherfucker. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys. It's just how my mind is. Anyway, but what I'm saying to you guys, get back. I'm sorry, guys. I just had this little thought. I just wanted to share something with y'all. But what I'm saying to you guys is this: as men, I don't want you to obsess of things that are on the surface. Women are on the surface. What you feel about yourself right now is on the surface. What I'm trying to get you to do is connect with yourself to go on a deeper level of knowledge in which you haven't even, guys, you haven't even accessed it. You have, gentlemen, let me get to the things. Let me check the lines real quick. Lines are open, gentlemen. Y'all got a question? Put a queue if y'all have a question, all other stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys is that what happened, not the wizard. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what happens when you actually build it in your mind and you start to lay your tracks down of how you move, how you text, how you talk to her in the bedroom, in the shower, in the bathroom, in the closet, on the floor, while she's sucking your dick, while you're in the theater, while you're at dinner, while she's in the bedroom, bathroom, living room. Y'all haven't even tapped into that part of you. You haven't even tapped into that. And like I told you before, the tap in as far as this is like the guide, but the guide has other purposes as well. Your guide is not only there to guide women to understand you better, but you remember the other day when I broke down the foot massage I told you guys to give a woman, how to guide your hands, how to break it down. I'm showing you this is all guide right here. Remember I told you guys it's to give your girl that little coupon and shit that she gets a day with you. And if she's feeling bad, if she's having a bad day or feeling sick, she can cash that coupon in and you're going to break that foot down. Guys, this is guide. This is culinary school. This right here is drugs, man. How many guys can break a person's leg? God, that's just need a foot, brother. That's just need a foot. But see, that's where game comes in at. See, y'all are thinking about the wrong shit. I'm thinking about maximizing my motherfucking potential to show them why they need to get with me. Let me get some of these questions here. I'm sorry. Let me get some of these questions here. Guys, I have a question. Please put a Q. I got you covered. Sound mind. Why do some of my friends disappear for weeks and then they when they meet a new woman? Okay. Let me play something to you, brother. Let me play something to you. Hold on. Watch this. Watch this. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. I just posted this on Facebook, but I want you to see this shit. I just posted, and this is exactly for, this is going to be for you, dog. Let me find that shit. Let me show you this shit. Here you go, watch. Wait, let me stop. Let me turn it up. Turn up the volume. All right, here we go. Wait, let me start it up. Okay. And he's right. I keep telling you, every percentage of the motherfuckers you hang out with, sound mind. The problem that you have right here is what he just said. And I've been saying this shit since the Pussy Whip show in the 90s. You are a percentage of the motherfuckers you hang out with. You should not have friends. The only fucking friends that you should have your boys, you know, that you... You know, maybe you go out to games with, you got your boys that you game with online. I got my boys I go to movies with. Matter of fact, Sunday, I'm having in my office, I'm having a Super Bowl party, bringing my boys over. I told them, you order whatever the fuck you want. Let me know what you want. I have all the shit catered. Y'all come, we're going to sit, and we're going to enjoy the game. That's the kind of boys you should have. But if your boys ain't fucking, if your boys ain't getting women, and your boys are doing shit like this, then the problem is not your boys, it's you. I keep telling you guys, you can't have a conquering mentality if your soldiers have dirt rocks and paper balls trying to fight a war for you. I know you like your friends, and maybe you kind of grew up with them motherfuckers and all that good shit. I know, I'm sorry, but look, if they don't challenge you and they ain't online with what you thinking, you gotta get rid of them. Brother, see, look, the guys I used to, when I was out there rolling with my dogs, I told you, we used to get asked so much, we had to play the rejection game. We were like, let's go in there and see who gets rejected the most versus getting women, because getting women was just too goddamn easy. But also, I don't understand this sound mind. Why don't you guys scrape your money together like we did? We got money. We got all the guys together, the married guys, the guys that have girls, all our boys. We put our money together and we got a fuck pad. How did I find out? Remember, I was at Toyota. Let me tell y'all a story. I was at Toyota, all my dogs out there. And I was a gopher for one of the vice presidents. And the vice president was like, hey, Steve, I need you to go to Sam and fill my crib up. Here's the keys and all this other stuff. So I went to Sam's, or it was Costco, I think, at the time, whatever. It was like a Sam's Costco. I think it was like BJ's or something like that. And I go, and anyway, he didn't live in the city, but he had a side pad. Whew! And that's where he brings his bitches, y'all, you know I mean? So I had the idea, and I called all my boys together and said, guys, look, this is what we're going to do. I brought in my married guys, the guys, all my dogs. I said, this is what we're going to do. Everybody cough up probably like 200 each. We're going to cough up money. We're going to create a side pad. We're going to get a nice pad, a two-bedroom joint. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to get the joint. We're going to get it up. We're going to fill it up with food and all this stuff. We're going to make it the spot. So after the clubs and stuff like that, we're going to bring the chicks back to our place and stuff like that. But what we're going to do is everybody's going to have a month. Everybody has a month. So that means in that month, it's your job to replenish and stack up all the refrigerator, it's your job to change the sheets, not the dirty sheets. I'm saying that when someone, you know, it's your boy. Let me give you an example. Let's say, let me use Freelance Ronan. Let's say it's Freelance Ronan, and I know he's coming through. I got to go over there and set the crib up so it looks like Freelance Ronan's crib. That's my job. And once Freelance Ronan is done fucking, he puts his cum-stained sheets in the dryer, but then I take the pictures down and wait until the next guy comes up. But it was a fuck pad, and it was a place where, you know what, it was a transition because we kept business off the street, but hey, let me do the thing. But what's so great about my dogs is this. You snooze, you lose. That was how cold we were. See, we had a rule. See, we would trade women like baseball, baseball cards. Well, football cards, not baseball. I didn't like baseball. We would trade women like baseball cards. So we had a system in place for all of us. Here are the rules. You don't mess with anybody's one or two because that's theirs. That's, you don't fuck with a one or two. But three on down are trade bait. So what we would do is we, like general managers, we would trade off women. But we would say, I would give you, like, Freelance Road. I see Freelance Ronan likes my number five, right? So I would say Freelance Ronan, okay, well, look, give me a six in a supplemental. I would never ask for a four in a supplemental because I'm more of a better general manager. So I would ask for a lesser girl in a supplemental. Why? Because I want the supplemental is the most important thing when you're with wolves. Because when you're with wolves, that means when they see a girl, it's on. I mean, it's first come, first serve. But if I got that supplemental, all them motherfuckers got to sit back. And I get first dibs, and I'm usually good at that. So we would trade women like trade bait. So one day, and I keep telling y'all guys, one day, remember I told you one of my dudes that had the stripper service, remember that little stripper service for women and shit? Well, guess what happened? I wasn't home. I pulled this beautiful mutt, a beautiful nurse. She was a mixed joint, but I was never at the joint, man. I was always running around doing other shit. Well, my boy was always hanging out over there, and the chick kept calling. They got talking. And he fucked her. Matter of fact, what's so funny was that I decided to go over her house one day. I just decided, let's go over her house and everything. And he was digging in her cabinets and all that shit. But don't worry, guys. I got her back. I smashed the remember the one I told you her dad was worth $7 million and he was doing some limo drive for her? Well, what happened was she was the one that would cook for my boys and I would fuck her at halftime. So I got some give backs. Don't think that. But I'm just saying, when you have your boys and you with wolves, oh, man, they force you to be better because if you don't have game and you don't have women and you all about your feelings, you can't roll with us. You can't be around us. So when you're saying right here as far as all this guys disappearing with a new woman, I don't – listen, here's my problem. Sound, what bothers me is that why you care if he's gone or not? See, let me say something. When you with your dogs and stuff, like I tell you, Lucario 50E, all my we talk here and there because we busy doing shit. So I don't keep tabs on them as far as when they come to see me and when they don't. And if we hanging out and he's with some other girl, and we just keep things moving, dog. And you're not keeping things moving, all right? The question is not why do some of my friends disappear. The question is that why do you have I would say this is a third judgment and a sixth judgment. Why do you care so much about another man doing something? We're too old. Listen, if you're with somebody and he with his girl and he decided to go away for a little while, man, I'm keeping shit. But that's what we do. We keep pushing. And when he ready to come back with the herd of the motherfucking lions and wolves and shit, come on back. We ain't going to ask you no questions. It's not fair. You went away, and my feelings are hurt. I thought we were friends, and I thought we were, hey, man, we don't talk that way. Because sometimes you're going to have to go away. Sometimes when you have other women, especially when you're a gigolo, you're going to be moving all the time, man. You're going to be with other women. You're going to be traveling, all that shit. You ain't got time to explain yourself to other guys, big dog. So you asking that question kind of bothers me a little bit. But nevertheless, it's a great question. I hope I was able to answer it with that awesome-ass fucking story. Let me see if I check the lines. All right, let me bring this call. Guys, I just hate the anonymous calls, but I will bring them in. 111, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Steve, 25 years of marriage. What could you teach us really about the game?
I can't teach you anything. Brother, listen. You are absolutely right. Before you even say anything, you're absolutely right. There's nothing I can teach you. So I'm going to open you back up, and I wish you the best of your luck in your endeavors and finding someone that can teach you game. Okay, big dog? I can't teach you anything.
Your game is outdated, bro.
Wait. Okay, all right. Can I ask you a question? When is learning about yourself become outdated? When does that happen, sir? When does that happen?
Stop.
Listen. Wait. I got to go on with the show because I got people to help. They really want help. Listen. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. One thing I'm never going to do is try to force to change your perception. What you think is what you think. And let me tell you, the best thing that you can do is find someone that can help you, okay? I can't help you, okay? So there's not even no reason to even call or anything like that, okay? So we're good, okay? So I wish you luck, okay, big dog? You take care of yourself, all right, big dog? You take care, okay?
Your game is weak. Your game is weak.
Wait, stop. I'm agreeing with you. Hold on, stop. I'm telling you, you're right. Why do you keep saying the same things? I agree with you. So because I agree with you now, you should stop talking and calling me, right?
When are you going to get in a field and start approaching women?
I mean, you can make that into a product. Hey, brother, listen. I'm going to have to let you go. I don't have time. Look. You can make that into a product, bro. No, sir. No, listen.
I like your relationship game.
No, stop. Listen. I am not the right one for you, big dog. And I'm saying this with love. And listen, as a effeminate guy, I can't help you. I can't help a female in the body of a male. I can't help you. So, my friend, what I'm saying to you is, and this is, I'm trying to help you here. I got to get back to the show. The best thing you can do is find somebody that can help you. There's no reason to be here to try to say what you feel, because you should automatically know what you feel is none of my business anyway. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're allowed to think what you want to think. You're allowed to feel what you want to feel. It's none of my business. All I'm saying is don't waste your time here. That's all I'm saying. The best thing you can do is find somebody else, okay? So I'm gonna say goodbye to you and open your so you can say goodbye to me, and I'm going to say take care, and then I'm going to hang up, okay? So I wish you the best of luck, 111. You take care of yourself, okay, big dog? And good luck on the
25
years.
Okay?
All right.
25
right.
years.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Guys, I don't understand it. I just told him he's right. Why does he keep saying the same thing? He's right. See, guys, this is what I keep trying to tell you guys. Look, this is what I keep trying to tell you. You don't know what you don't know. But here's the thing. A man does not have to. Guys, the day you try to prove yourself to another man is the day you should just go ahead and jump off that fucking cliff. You never ever prove yourself to somebody. If you want to be a student of the game, you know I welcome you with open arms. But if you question me, this is not for you. So I agree. I agree with him. I am not here to change his belief system or mindset. He is stuck on what he's thinking. But he actually thinks that it's out. But when has working on yourself become outdated? That's amazing to me. But if he knew anything about game, is that you just don't put business on the street. And if you can't see that how I teach my guys and teach them things that nobody else has taught them and you think that, I'm sorry. I just wish you the best of luck. But this is how you, guys, this is how you do it. Just like with a woman. See, that's how you handle women the same way. When a woman wants to challenge you and she wants to say all that shit, you don't need to explain yourself to a woman. You just agree with that bitch and let her the fuck on, man. That's how you treat. Guys, sometimes you got to treat these surface dwellers like bitches. Let them think what they want to think. Agree with them and let them go away. But the weird thing is I agreed with him, but he kept talking about the same things over and over again. So that's not a student of the game. So, but you guys, but you understand, this is why I let that guy talk, because guys like that, we need these guys. Don't get mad at them. Don't get angry. Let me tell you why this guy is gold. That guy that just called, he's gold. Let me tell you why. He has no game, no mouthpiece. The motherfucker is weak as fuck, right? And this is a good thing. He's going to have a woman one day. And I promise all my students in here, whoever's around that motherfucker, man, I promise you're going to be fucking this girl. He ain't going to be able to hold and maintain shit. He just ain't, man. And that's just how it works. So, guys, don't get mad at the food, okay? Everybody has a job and a purpose. And you can see he's not a student of the game. So if he's not a student of the game, he's one that we're going to conquer, okay? We conquer these guys. Let these guys believe what they want to believe. Never try to explain. You never try to explain yourself to a human, surface-dwelling, grass-eating, cupcake-ass lion. You never do it. You just let them say what they want to say. You agree with them and just move on. See that, guys? No need to have arguments or debates or anything like that. I'm trying to tell them to go find somebody else. This is not for him. I have no problem telling people to go because I want guys who want to be here. Okay? So this is a lesson for all you guys out there, okay? G-Man, how come I can't see your videos anymore on your page? Only short videos. I was blocked, and how do I get myself unblocked? G-Man, I don't know how you got blocked. I'll look you up. I don't know how you got blocked. You probably pissed somebody off, G-Man, and they blocked you. I don't know. I don't know how you got blocked. I do not know. Bernie, Steve got us covered. Hey, dog. Hey, man. Hey, one thing y'all learn, and for y'all guys that are new here, one thing I want to welcome all the new guys here and want to let you know that, listen, one thing I always tell you guys, if you want to see the receipts, you can go to the front page and see the receipts. You can see me making a woman player to pussy live on the air. You see one of my students, Tyler, who has women all the time sending them messages. We are the one show that show you nothing but receipts and show you a lot of game and stuff like that. So if you're here, we welcome you with open arms. But if this is not for you, don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time, okay? Let's see what we have next. Let me see here. Let's see what else we got. Let me see and make sure, because I want to continue, all right? Let me see here. You asked G-Man, you said, if you're learning game, can you still keep the same friends around? No, hey, G-Man, this is kind of tricky. Okay, on the one end, I'm talking about getting rid of your loser friends. But on another hand, you're going to lose your friends, brother. And I'm trying to save you for that. See, what a lot of your friends are right now, they're just like that last caller. Can't get pussy, even if the pussy was even thrown in his face. You know what I mean? So these guys are jealous of you when you get pussy. They're mad they can't do the things that you do. So what they do is they want to try to tear you down by laughing at you when a woman turns you down and all other stuff. But here's the thing. They're not going to want you around, because if you start going to the parties, you're getting all the women. You know that woman that he's been trying to go get after for like 2 years? You'll be able to pull her in a day. But also with couples. See, the problem is, brother, I keep telling you, it's a lonely life, because their wives are going to want to fuck you. And if not their wives, it's going to be like 6 degrees of like Kevin Bacon type shit. You might fuck a friend that then in turn the wife might want to fuck you off of what the friend tells the wife what you did to her in the bedroom. I'm not saying that you should fuck your friend's wife. I'm saying your friend is going to judge you and get mad at you first. He's not going to get mad at his wife. You're not trying to fuck his wife, but he's going to get mad at you for his wife looking at you in a sexual way. So you're going to lose a lot of people. I'm just letting you know. That's why when you roll with a pack of men. When you roll with a group of real motherfucking men, it's the best thing, because you can really talk to men in a language in which average guys don't understand. And it's not a language of having problems and all that other stuff, because on the back end, if you saw the shit that Lucario, 50, Zach, EO, Miles, and I, but the shit we show, man, oh, man, my God. But that's on the back end. So you need to find a group of men that you can hang out with, chill with. Because even my dogs that are coming on Sunday, you know, that for my Super Bowl party for them in my office, man, they lady killers, man. They bad motherfuckers, man. So I'm just saying that you're never going to be able to keep them because of jealousy, envy, and they're going to blame you for losing the woman. So I'm just saying it's something that you might not want to do. Gentlemen, y'all want to call in 563-999-3056. Eric O 604. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Unc? It's E.
Hey, what's going on, E?
I got a question.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so on Saturday, I was out, and I hit up this chick on next day, right? So can I give you the message and to see?
Sure, let me hear it. What you got, brother? What you got?
Okay, so I'm like, hey, Leek, correct me if I'm wrong with your name. It's Eddie from last night. As soon as I saw your soft-looking lips, I had to decide to keep talking with my boys.
Eddie. How do you know her lips are soft?
I saw it. Like, she was walking by.
I know, but you don't know. They could be crazy. All right, but okay. All right, you said, okay, keep going. Let me hear what you said. Did she reply back?
Yes, yeah, she did.
All right, so go ahead and read what you got. Go ahead. Oh, wait, why don't you send it to me so I can read?
Is that too much, soft lips?
Well, it's a little, okay, it's okay. It's a little on the fringe, but I'll let it slide. I want to hear what she said back. I mean, that's really if you know if it's okay or not, how she responded back. But, okay, so what else did you say to her?
Okay, so she said, yeah, how was your night? Then
all
I
right,
give
so
her a big ass.
Wait. So she asked you how was your night. Okay, but wait a second. Eddie, let me show you something. Let me show you something live on the show. Where is it at? Hold on. Let me. Okay. I want you to see the difference, okay, between Tyler's bid and yours, okay? Let's go over Tyler's bid, okay? Now follow Eddie,
yeah.
Okay? Tyler's bid simply said, okay, Kate, I was involved in this intense project when I saw your profile. Your hair and your sexy smile caught my eye, so I decided to stop and text you and invite you for the opportunity to enjoy hot cocoa with me. Hit me up on, hit me here directly, okay, with it when you can, when you're available, and I'll take care of the rest. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Question, though.
Yes.
He did say sexy smile.
No,
that
I'm fine with it. No, I told you, I'm okay. I tell you that's okay because she didn't take it the wrong way. So that's why I was asking you how she took it. So that's okay, but
okay.
But Eddie, but only problem
yes.
here is that where's your fork? Where are you leading her with the statement?
Oh, to a date.
But Eddie, but see what again, I'm showing you Tyler's. Tyler went right into it, remember, within the first three messages. So when she said, that's cute, what did she say to you?
She said, yeah, how was your night?
Okay, how was your night?
Because
what did you say? Wait, what did you say? Eddie, what did you say?
After she said,
yes.
How's my night?
Yes.
I said, last night was enjoyable. Kind of long, but I'll tell you, okay? So
but no,
wait.
Does it have anything to do with you setting up the date, though?
That's later, like after I said.
Then you
finish.
Okay, but then, okay. Wait. Let me show all the guys that's watching. Okay. All right. Remember, guys, all my guys out here. I want to show you this right here. Let me show you game right here. All right, and guys, remember, I don't have game, so yeah, I want to show y'all. I want to show y'all I ain't got game right. But now let me show you something, Eddie. Eddie, hold on, Eddie. I want you to look at this, okay? Remember, Eddie, you got to follow the plate.
I'm watching.
Okay, you're watching. Hold on, let me pull that shit up, Eddie. Come on, let me find that bitch. Okay, Eddie. Okay, remember I showed you, okay? Remember I showed you top right. Corner. Fix four. Story of how you met. The woman says whatever she says, and then what are you supposed to do, Eddie?
plan the date.
Set up the date.
Set up the date. Set
up you
the
didn't
date.
Do
yes,
Eddie.
Yes.
So you did. Okay, Eddie. What you did was you let her lead you. See, if she asked me how my night was, right?
Yes.
You know, my night was okay, but it could be better. After you say yes to seeing me on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, and we have cocoa at this place that I love. Oh, let me see. I mean, you know, I like to use the guys in the chat room. So, you know, I want you to, I know this place called Grim Reaper. Okay. Grim Reapers. Okay. And they have this great cocoa. And the best thing about the, cocoa is that the cocoa comes from a country called Jeff. And the thing from that cocoa, the thing I love about the beans is that they come from this place and it goes really, you see what I'm saying? See, what you did was you said something. And then she's like, "How was your night?"
And I
went
to somewhere else.
Yeah, and then you read, and then but she led. How was your night? Oh, my night was great. Then she's leading you at that point. But if she's asking how your night was, you can tell her how your night was. But remember, you got to get back on your four and your square. You got to lead
I
her.
I did, but later right, in there. Yeah.
But listen to me. Overstand this, Eddie. When mm-hmm. you don't remember that, what is the law of Jill Scott? What's the law of Jill Scott? What's the law of Jill Scott, Eddie? If you don't know, I'm going to show you.
I don't know.
You then shame on you, but I'm going to show you. This is the law of Jill Scott. Okay, you should know this, but here's the law of Jill. So, Eddie, the law of Jill Scott, are you telling her what to do, or are you going along with just talking about a bunch of bullshit that has nothing to do with what you're for?
I thought I was moving somewhere, but apparently
I know, Eddie.
Shit.
No, I got you, Eddie. I appreciate you, Eddie. No, follow me this. Remember I told you she's always going to bite the gold, right? Biting the gold
mm-hmm.
means that who are you? Are you the real deal or are you fool's gold, right? So when she asked you how you're doing and then you went off of what she's saying versus what you need to be doing, then she was stringing you along. But when you asked her about the date, what did she say?
She didn't say nothing.
Okay, but how many messages did it get for you to say, or minutes or days? When did you set up the date? Was it a day after, days after, 3 days?
I set up the date after in the morning. I messaged her right in the morning, right?
Right, but okay,
because
Ed, look at all the time mm-hmm. wasted. Remember, a second waste of time to me is a fucking like days and years. Look at all the time
wasted.
But she
wasted. Got back at me.
Got back with you and said what?
She said, "Hey, how was your night?" Then I replied. Then she just unfollowed me and.
What was your reply?
So my reply was, "I enjoyed my night with some pizza and the boys." And
Eddie,
then I
God
said,
damn it, you're doing it again, Eddie.
But
you set up the
date.
Hold on, Eddie. You set up the date, right?
I did
right?
set up the date.
Wait. You set up the date, right? But hold on, listen to me, Eddie.
Yeah.
She never replied back to you, right? Right?
Yeah.
But you allowed her to ask you another question without answering your question? Think about it, Ed.
I'm not saying what
you're saying. Okay, remember I told you sometimes of women that sometimes you got to check them and ask them, do they understand? And then they kind of get pissed off at me because I keep saying the same thing over again. And then I say, you know, I'm going to let you go because do you understand me? They're like, no, I don't have to answer that question. And then they call me later on and they just want to talk to me as if everything were going.
That's
I'll go right back
to you.
No, but Eddie, this is where you fucked up. Eddie, you asked her about the date, right? You told her you want to go on a date with her, right?
Yeah.
She replied with how are you doing? She didn't reply with an answer to the date. And then what you fucked up, Eddie, is that you followed her narrative again and answered her fucking question. You don't see it, do you, Eddie?
Nope.
Okay. All right, Eddie, just real quick. All right. You asked her out on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say yes or no, right?
Yes.
But instead, she asked you, how was your day going when she got back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, she never answered your question. But the problem is, this is why she ain't fucking with you, because why didn't you challenge her on your question that you asked? I don't want to hear that shit. Are we going or are we not? Eddie, let me say, she ran, Eddie, okay. When you don't know what you're doing, this is how they get you, Ed. This is why I tell you fixed and flexible fours. This is why I always tell you to set the date up within the first three messages. Why? Because I don't want you wasting your time. But what you did, Eddie, number one, she led you in the beginning, okay? Then you asked for a date. You asked for a date. You following me, Ed? Eddie, you asked for a date, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, you asked for a date, and she didn't answer you, but she answered with a question that had nothing to do with your question. But you answered her question. Instead of holding her accountable for your question, you let her ask you a question, and you answered her question, and your question hasn't been answered yet. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so that's where you fucked up, brother.
So how can I fix that?
Well, Eddie, she unfriends you. Okay, Eddie. I keep telling you, brother, you only have a small window to do what you have to do. That's why I tell you about fixed fours. That's why I tell you to follow the playbook, big dog. If you'd have just followed the playbook, you would... What's up?
So can I review the show or
Eddie, you're good. I'm just saying you gotta charge this one. Because Eddie, you're not following the playbook. I keep telling you, man, don't get caught up in the woman. Do what you have to do. C spot run, you remember? So what you should have done in your C spot run is set up the date. Remember, how you met her, let her say whatever the fuck she wants to say. You set up a date to see if she's wasting your time. You didn't do that.
I just showed you
Tyler's. I'll show you Tyler again. I just showed you what Tyler said. Look what Tyler said, okay? Tyler said, I was involved in this intense project when I saw your profile, you hear your sexy smile, called my eye, decided, da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Hit me back. Okay, you're right. Say, wait. Okay, I want to invite you for the opportunity to enjoy hot cocoa with me. Hit me back directly when you can or available, and I will take care of the rest, Tyler, with his number. You see that? Remember, she asked, you can see at the bottom, she said something. All right, she said something to Tyler, right? Trying to show you the thing, shit.
But didn't you say, leave her, let her get back at you?
Okay, all right, Eddie. Okay, she got back at you. Okay, Eddie, when you told her about her sexy lips, right? Remember you told her about that, right? That's move number one, all right? Okay. She replied back to your statement, but she hit you with the okey-doke by asking you a question. Where you went wrong, Ed, is you answered her question versus doing the C-spot. There you go. That's my
instead
motherfucker.
Instead of staying on my floor.
Yes. You didn't stand on your floor.
I thought you have to. Okay, I said
within the first three messages, right? Message one was your message. Message two was her message. Message three was when you set it up.
I thought, like, you're supposed to answer her question.
No,
like,
Ed. If you answered the question and rolled in setting up the date, that would have been fine. Because at that point, that's a 12 minus 8. You still get into your 4. Or it's a 24 minus 20.
Didn't I do that, though?
No, Ed. Because when she asked you about your day, You just talked about your daddy. You talked about your day, and then what did she say after you talked about your day?
She didn't say nothing.
Right. So then when did you set up the date?
After I talked about my day.
Okay. So was that in the same message, or was that after?
Yeah. That was like I told her I was doing something with my boys. Then I got back home and I woke up, and now I want to give you the opportunity to
Ed, double texting. Can't do that, man.
No, it was all in one message.
All right, okay, Ed, all right. Even if it's all in one message, that's fine. Okay, I'll just bypass that. Okay, you did right by that. But here's where you also went wrong. Ed, you still went wrong. Your wrong is that you asked her or you told her what you want to do, right? When she read it, what did she say? How is your day going, right? Or she said, what are you up to or something, right? Right?
Yeah. How's
your day? But did she answer your question? Did she answer your question or ask you how your day was?
She didn't answer my question at all. She
right. She asked, but what you did wrong was you didn't challenge her on answering the question. You told her how your day was, which then you're still following her fucking lead. Does that make sense, Ed?
Yeah. I see how I follow her lead. Yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is when you set up the date, it's at that point right there that what I want her to do is answer the fucking question. Because Ed, how did you meet her in the beginning? Did you put your bid in?
Oh, hell yeah. That's number,
did you tell
that's
you wanted
number
to get, one. Hold on, Ed. Did you tell her you wanted to get to know her in a more intimate way?
Yes.
Did she question you on the intimacy? Word.
No.
Did she question you?
No.
She didn't. Okay, cool.
No.
So
she said she couldn't do a number, so I gave her my Instagram.
Okay, cool. I don't care how you did it. I'm fine with that. But how did you give her the Instagram? Mm-hmm. How did you give her the Instagram?
Well,
what did you say about you?
How I put my bid in, or?
Yeah, all right.
Let
me help because I know you didn't do it right. Okay, Ed. I talked to Tyler the other day about the safe havens, okay? All right? And why it's smarter for you when you feel like she's not really sure yet? Because remember the trust. There's no trust right there. So I want to put her in a safe haven, right? So I love the fact that you went Instagram. But what you didn't do, and I know you didn't do this, but this is what's important right here, Ed, is you've got to reinforce why you're moving her to Instagram versus giving out the actual number. You got to let her know that I understand there are a lot of weird and creepy guys out there, you know, and you don't know me well, and I understand that. I respect that. So why don't I give you my Instagram name? My Instagram, here's my Instagram to give you a safe haven so we can talk a little bit more, and then when you feel comfortable enough, we can move to giving numbers. Do you see how the difference in that? You know what the problem is. What's up?
Would you want me to say that? Or because we
absolutely.
Had a conversation.
That's what I told Tyler
to
say. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, listen.
Okay.
If you notice that she's interested in it a little bit, but she's not sure, because remember, there's a lot, like that last caller. Remember that last caller that called me and shit?
Yeah,
creepy motherfuckers, right?
She's curious. But she's a little iffy.
But curious isn't interest yet. Curious is just being curious. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So because she's curious,
I want to ease her curiosity and her mind down a little bit by letting her know that I understand that, you know what, you don't want to exchange numbers right now. So this is what we're going to do. Here's my Instagram. And the reason why I'm giving this to you, because I get it. I know you meet a lot of guys out there that you don't know well that are creepy and weird and all that other stuff. So I don't ever want to put you in a position where you feel like I'm going to run behind you. I'll give you my Instagram because you can always just block me if that makes you feel better. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving her she'll never feel that way, but if you make her feel, remember, safety. Remember, you want to make her feel safe. So I want to put her in an environment to make her feel safe by hitting. Remember that, like I told you, when you first meet a woman, For all my guys out there, hold on, let me show this. Remember I told you guys out there when you first, I'm sorry, Jeff, I put your name up there for the thing. Hold on, let me take you down real quick. Remember, guys, I told you guys, when you guys out there meet a woman, let me show you. Remember, the woman is asking, who are you, what do you want, why you, right? We're already fixing that with the bid, okay? We already got that covered. But now what we're doing that's going to change it up for you, Ed, is that now you're saying that I recognize that there's interest. But I also recognize that you're still a little hesitant. And I know why you're hesitant. And because of that hesitation, I've got an alternative that I can give you a thing where we can talk in a safe area that if you ever feel unsafe, you can easily block me without having to worry about me ever again. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying. But see, most guys aren't that deep. Most guys don't think that deep to look at the reasons why and to be able to connect that. Because if you connected that, it's at that point she's saying, okay, well, goddamn, who is this motherfucker? I mean, man, okay, well, she was, I'm cool with that. We can talk on Instagram. That's cool. Because, yeah, you're right. I can easily block you, and I'll never have to talk to you again. You see that, Ed?
Yeah,
but by doing it real quick, I'm saying to her that, okay, I know you deal with creepy guys. Hell, I bet you even had an experience where you gave your number to a guy and he stalked you and harassed you. So what I'm saying is I'm going to give you a offer you can't refuse. I know a safe place. It's so safe that if you are not interested in me, you can just block me and you'll never hear from me again. You see what I'm saying? I see. Yeah, I'm still on my four, though. Right. I'm still on my four because, remember, she might be at a 10 or 9. She doesn't trust me yet. That's why she's hesitant. So she's hesitant. That's why I say that when you feel comfortable enough, when you hit that 5, right, when you feel comfortable enough, let me know that we can transition from that point. But technically, I'm still leading her because I'm telling her what to do. You go on Instagram. I'm telling you why, but I'm instructing you what to do. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm telling you what I want you to do. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Yeah. I'll look into Tyler's message and
go over that. I'm not saying what you said was wrong. I'm saying you didn't follow the playbook, brother. After the third message, you should have set the date up. Never, ever let a woman talk you off your square. And that's what she did. Twice. Because, all right, I'm going to say once because you said you set the date up. Okay, cool. So when you set the date up and she didn't answer that but asked you another question, she took you off your square because you answered her question without getting your question answered first. You see what I'm saying?
So you're supposed to put your thing first, then answer hers, or?
No, I'm saying if I ask you, if I'm setting up the date, I expect the answer because your character. Remember, that's why I use the intimacy. So I can see the reason why I use intimacy is it allows me to let her know I see other women. I can tell her what my problem is with other women, and I can let her know that I will let a woman go if her character doesn't match her beauty. That's the setup. By saying the intimate. So if I ask her to go out on a date and she's not answering my question, I'm cutting her off because I want a woman who knows what she wants. Remember, that's what I told you in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But what you did was you answered her question without forcing her to answer your question.
Yeah. Okay. I answered her question before mine. Yeah, I get that.
Before you got your answer,
I see that.
Fucked up. Yeah, so that's where you fucked up, brother. Yeah, that's where you fucked up at, man. Fuck that. You got to answer my question. Okay? So don't fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay?
Thanks, Unc.
Yeah, all right, brother. Go ahead and go. All right, man. We'll throw you back in. Lines are down, guys. Y'all can ask questions. Put a Q in there. I'm going to catch up with the questions and all this other stuff. But, yeah, we're going to continue talking about what I am describing. You know, y'all calls are important to me, so I'll make sure that I answer them. So let me just go up, and I know I got a super chat. I want to say thank you for the super chat right there. $10 super chat, Bernie. I thank you, man. I appreciate that, Beto. I think I already thanked you already, but let's see. SoundMound, we got the SoundMind's question. We got the G-Man's question. About his, and then let's see, who else do we have? Let me keep going down. I want to make sure I got that. Do you think humans use, only 10%. They don't use all their brain. There's just so much they don't use. If you're learning game, can you still keep the same friends around when you don't know game? Oh, wait, brother, G-Man, I know you don't want to listen to me, but I'm saying that this is why you should get rid of your friends, man. You're trying to find a justification to keep them around. They're fucking losers, man. I don't know why y'all like hanging out with losers so much. They're not bringing anything to your life. One thing I'm stuck on is, how do I have a conversation with a woman without asking questions? Or do I ask questions that lead back to my Ford? No, I just, I just showed you. Wait, you still online to Django? Oh, he hung up. Okay. Okay, what I'm saying is, this goes in the conversation class and also the Texan toolkit. Listen, it doesn't matter what a woman says. I can always take what she says and lead her to where I want her to go. But bear, if where you're trying to take her is to sex, it's not going to work. Because what you're doing is you're trying to do a backdoor move to try to get her to the bedroom. I'm not trying to do that. So I don't know. I don't know what the alternative motive is, but Bear, what I want you to do, Bear, give me something a woman said to you that threw you off. Just you, Bear. Just put a W, okay, Bear? Only Bear, nobody else. Bear, tell me something a woman said to you, just a statement or a question. Just throw it at me, and I'm going to show you how it works. I don't even know what she's going to say. Just give me the statement, okay? What did she say to you that threw you off, okay, Bear? Just do that, okay? When you're talking to a woman, tell me something that she says, okay? Just tell me something she says, all right? And I got you, Bear, okay? Just let me know, okay? Please. Let's see here. E1976, man. Hey, man, appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love, man. Thank you very much, man. Let's see here. Just make sure I got, because we still kicking it. I just want to make sure that I've covered all the questions, okay? Yeah, Reba, I know. Yeah, I thank you, Reba. But no, Reba. There's a lesson in that. There's always game in everything, young man. And what I wanted to show you is that you don't argue with fools. You never go down to their level to try to explain yourself to somebody that's already fixed in his mindset. What you do is just agree with them. That's all. All you do is agree with him and move on. Because he just wants to get his point. Again, a lot of guys are feminine, and they want to get their points out. He says, I've been in this thing for this long, and what I teach is outdated. Well, the Halloween game is not outdated. The sexoween is not outdated. The fucking Easter egg game is not outdated. Putting your bid in is not outdated. Learning yourself is not outdated. Learning your scribe is not outdated. Your culinary school. So I have ways of ways I could have killed them on a debate, but why take away time for you guys that really want to learn? You see what I'm saying? You're right about what you're saying, Reaper. You just want to move them along because I appreciate the guys that want to learn. And I feel like I'm doing them a disservice by arguing with a knucklehead that doesn't want to know shit. You see what I'm saying? So I just try to hurry him along. But you're right. But I wanted to show the guys that whenever you're dealing with someone that doesn't believe in what you believe in and they're trying to push their ideologies on your ass, man, you got to get the fuck out of there, man. Oh, my God. Yo, just keep that shit moving. Let's see here. Let me get to Kelly and Bear. Bear, I need you to answer my question. I asked you a question. I need you to answer, Bear. You know how I feel. I asked you a question. I need you to give me an answer, Bear, okay? Give me an answer, Bear. What is the woman saying? okay? Give me an answer. As I tell you guys, if I ask you a question, give me an answer. Tyler, I'll get to you in a second as well. Bear, give me an answer, because I told you guys earlier, if you ask a question and I'm asking you a question back and I'm trying to help you and you don't give me an answer, I'm banning you. I'm kicking you the fuck out because you're wasting my time and the group's time. So I'm asking you, Bear, just tell me something the woman said that threw you off and I can help you. But if you're not telling me anything, Bear, I'm going to kick you out because you're wasting the group's time. I could be talking game with the group. What I try to do is take the question because I thought you really wanted the answer. So, Bear, I'm going to read Kelly's. I'm going to read Tyler's. If I don't see your question, your answer by that time, I'm letting you go. Steve, why didn't you try coaching football to see if you like it? No, I coached my son's flag football team and shit. But no, No. I love sports, but no, I love the game. I don't love the football. No, I love teaching young men how to be men and to conquer as warriors and shit. That's what I live for, not football. But I appreciate the question, though. Let me get to Tyler's question. All right, Bear, it's the last one. If I don't see it, Bear, you're gone. Working on my intimate fix for a fresh Bumble date set up tomorrow. What would I say? Message. All right, Tyler, let's see what you got, Messenger or the Bumble. Bear, you better, Bear, by the time I get done, Bear, he's letting you know. I don't play. All right, Tyler, let's see what you got here. Tyler, let me see. Before I show everybody on here, I got to make sure that you don't have any names and shit. It's kind of blurry, Tyler. Maybe it's my eyesight. That's kind of blurry. Oh, there it is. Oh, okay. Today I'm Niven. I'm a entrepreneur. Values taking care of the earth. I'm looking forward to connecting with someone special after a long day at work. I adore living my life in bliss and Trey is killing it. All right, but hey, Tyler, this is an easy one. Just go back to what you put in that other bid. Tyler, this is not a complicated one because I don't give a fuck what she's saying. But what I would use, okay, if I were to use something, all right, there was something I would use, okay, remember, your photo got my curiosity, okay, but what got my attention is when I read how Ford you like to connect with someone special after a long day of work, because the kind of man that I am, you know what I mean, I'm the kind of man that would love, I have hands, I have great soft hands, and I love to give foot and leg massages after a long day. But one thing, but I don't want to talk about that now, but I saw that we have a lot in common. We can discuss that later, but that's what really caught my eye, the fact of that statement right there. Remember, the photo caught my curiosity. So Tyler, I would take your bid that you put in with the women, but I will also say that, you know, your photo got my curiosity. After looking at your photo, that got my curiosity. But what got my attention was the when you get home, what is it? The feeling special. Let me show you again. What caught my curiosity is when you were talking about connecting with someone special after a long day of work. You know what? That's the reason. And the reason why I felt I like what you were saying is because there's nothing like when a woman has a long day at work and she's really tired, or maybe she's on her, or you know, been on her feet all day. I really enjoy. Oh, but wait a second. I'm sorry. I don't. See, stop. Write that down, Tyler. I really enjoy. Oh, wait. No, Tyler. Let's keep going. I really enjoy allowing. Oh, wait. You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't really want to get into that. It's very nice meeting you, and then you just go on and say we could talk about that later. But I want you to lead. That's a lead to a four without – that's going to draw more curiosity because she's going to want to know, okay, Tyler, peep game. She's going to want to know what do you do with a woman who has a long day at work. Now, Tyler, remember, Tyler, I'm leading her to what it is I like to do. But one thing that I would want to do, Tyler, and this is the one in the chamber, Tyler, okay, for you, my brother, because you're a great student. Put this in the chamber. Mark this at 2024, Tyler. This is the chamber one. I want you to write the first thing that I said about her picture cutting your eye and what got your attention was that thing. And then give her a small little sample of how you love and enjoy when a woman has a long day at work. Because you have very soft hands, and one thing I love to do is, oh, you know what? We can talk about that later, okay? We can talk about that later. You see what I'm saying, Tyler? Roll that in there. Don't give her the answer. I want to force her to ask you the answer. And when she asks you the answer and say, well, you know, I usually don't like to talk about what I like to do. But one thing I like to do is I like to, when a woman has a long day at work, I want her to play her favorite music. I want her to get her favorite wine, and I want her to relax. I'll give her a Tyler coupon that she can cash in, and that means I'll come over there. And Tyler, this is all voicemail. This is all voicemail. Okay, this is in your chamber. It's going to be a voicemail move. You're going to hit it with C on this one, all right? Well, what I like to do, you know, you explain, is set up the scenery. You know, I like to have her favorite music on. I like to have her favorite wine. I want her to sit back and relax. I'll just go over there and I'll give her a nice foot massage starting from her knee, breaking her down from her knee to her calf to her ankle to her foot, and also breaking her foot down in the way that I touch her, in the way I talk to her, in the way that I look at her eyes. But you know what? It's something I really don't want to discuss now. It's something I'd rather you experience. So, Tyler, that's how it works, okay? So we got the first part. We got the lead in. If she bites that bait, you've already got the hit with her, okay? All right, so that just go with those steps right there, Tyler, and hit it with that, man. And you won't go wrong with that, dog. It's an easy one, dog. That's an easy layup, okay? Let's see here. Let me see if I got any other questions while we continue with the thing. Let's see. What makes a woman use a guy she's is attracted to for attention? Well, I think the problem is not what makes a woman use a guy. I think you're getting it wrong. I think the problem is, first off, you're worried about another guy. That's number one. So if you're talking about you, the problem isn't the woman. The problem is the woman realized the guy is an easy mark because he has no sense of self. So when you are prey or food, some women are going to just use you for what they want because they know you're not going to do anything about it because you don't have a standard. So, you know, it's not the fact that she's not attracted to the guy. She's attracted to what the guy can do for her because there's nothing sexual, a guy with no game, a guy who's scared of women, a guy who can't put flavor in her ear and her eye. There's nothing they can do for her sexually. But he can buy her dinners, put up her Christmas lights, be a shoulder to cry on, and pay her bills. So I think you're getting it wrong. See, don't place the judgment on the woman. What I'm saying is the woman is only going to do what the guy allows her to do. So the woman isn't using the guy. The guy is saying, use me by the way he's moving, okay? So I just want to answer that question. Let me get to the next one. All right, Prime. Wait. Let me get to Bear. Hold on. I forgot. I told you about Bear. I want to say, Bear, answer my question. Oh, shit, Bear. I'm going down. If I don't see you back there, I want to get to the bottom. I don't see you, Bear. I got to let you go. All right, Bear. Oh, wait. Bear, you better answer the question. No, don't be getting shit. I'm behind the show. Bear, you got a we're freelance? Freelance, Market, or Jeremy. I got 923. At 925, if Bear doesn't answer that question, let me know he's gone. At 925, if Bear doesn't answer that question, he's gone. Okay? Now, I'm just saying, 925, he's gone. I'm going to give him, he's got 1 minute to answer that question. Doesn't answer, he's gone. Let me know. He's got 1 minute. I'm going to continue with the show. Guys, if you have a question, put a Q in there, and I got y'all covered. Guys, we are talking game here, and we are letting you guys know. Jeremy or Scary or Freelance. Okay, there you go. She asked where you grew up. Okay. Where I grew up was, I was born in Washington, D.C. My mother and my father separated when I was young. I lived with my mother. I used to see my dad in Baltimore. And the thing, you know, and again, I'm just telling her about my experience, you know, about how it was in Baltimore, how I loved in Baltimore, the things I used to do in Baltimore and all that other stuff, right? You see what I'm saying? I'm just talking to her about my experience. But in talking to her, I don't need to flirt with her. I don't need to flirt with her. But what I can do is, because I am from Baltimore, I can say, you know, the thing about Baltimore, you know, they love seafood. They love crab and all that other stuff. And one thing that I learned to do, I learned how to really cook when I was in Maryland. I mean, it's one thing that I did when I was young. I took home economics. I learned how to sew and I learned how to cook. Even though I was around a lot of women, I learned how to cook. And one of my and let me tell you something. If ever you get the opportunity and things work out between us, no, not the wolf. If things go well with us, oh man, I can't wait to show you my grand cinnamon roll dessert that I can make. And what I would do is I would have you over there. We have a nice thing of wine, and I would make a bowl and put some cookie dough ice cream. I would break that down. But Bear, do you see what I just did? I talked about where I'm from. I answered that question. But in answer to that question, I moved it slowly to things that I was doing when I was growing up, which was I took home economics in junior high school. And because I took home economics in junior high school, that means I know how to cook, which means if things work out for us after that point, I can't wait for you to try my grand cinnamon muffin. See, Bear, do you see how I did that? I just took what she said, and I put it to benefit me. It was not a pressure. I didn't say us fucking. I said if things work out between us, boy, I can't wait for you to try my grand cinnamon roll dessert that I make from scratch. Oh, my God, you make that from scratch? Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I would do is I would get some Milano cookies and I'd crumble them up. While you're over there sipping on your wine, or you can watch me, I'll crumble up some I'll make a bowl out of it. I'll make a slice out of it, and I'll make little nuggets out of it, and I'll make a nice little crumble on the bottom. I'll make a bowl, and I'll put some cookie dough ice cream with some cookies in there with a little sea salt drizzle of caramel. I'm breaking it down. See what I'm saying? I'm not asking her any questions. You see, I'm just talking to her. That's all I'm doing, Bear, is talking to her. You see what I'm saying? I'm just talking, okay? All right? So what I did, right, Harry, exactly. What I did was, okay, so well, I used to go to the Harbor Delta. I used to go to the Harbor a lot. So I get used to talk about the Inner Harbor and stuff like that. But because I'm Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, I can have an array of things that I can talk about to move her to wherever I wanted to go. But what I'm saying is that I can answer her question. But see, this is where the conversation one homework comes in at. See, once I answer the question, I can then move to where I want to go, anywhere I want to take her. But where I thought about taking her was something interesting about me, which is that I took home economics. I mean, I did that shit to get close to girls and shit. I took typing, too, to get close to girls. But I took home economics, but from home economics, I learned how to cook. And because I know how to cook, that's when I then moved her to saying, if things work out, well, I can't wait to make my famous dessert for you from scratch. And then we can just talk about that. But I'm never asking shit because I don't care. I don't care enough about her to ask her where she from and all this other stuff. I just don't. So should I have said something like, let's set up? Okay. Yeah, I don't. Okay. Eddie, this is what I try to tell you guys. All right, let me show you, Eddie. Remember, guys, there are fixed fours and flexible fours, okay? All right, so let's look at this. Let's look at this. We'll go over this real quick, all right? Let's start from the left, from the top to the bottom. A fixed four never changes because what I'm trying to do is get her to smile, think, laugh, blush, and react. Let me keep going there. I'm trying to get her to do that, right? All right? But I'm also answering the why, the what, and the intent in the bid. Now, remember, the walls are still up because, remember, she does not trust me. Okay, the walls are still up like I'm showing you. So what I want to do the next, once we start talking, this is when you are in the game. This is when the game begins. I'm going to tell her the story of how we met, kind of like what Tyler did, right? She's going to say whatever the fuck she wants to say. I don't care what she says. But whatever happens next, I'm setting up the date. Because what's important, it's a fixed four. I'm not going to waste my time. And that's where you went wrong, Eddie. You wasted time. Your time was not valuable enough, Eddie, okay? All right? Yeah, man, freely I tell them all the time, man, they got to do the homework. The homework is very, very important. Well, yeah, a black, yes. Well, black, exact black, yes. Now, look, black, that's conversation class one, conversation class two, a little bit of three, a little bit of four to fuck, but a lot of the Texan toolkit. Because all I did was go to the branch. You're absolutely right. Because that's why I'm telling you so easy. Because there's nothing she can say because I already have the answer. The answer's already there. It's just once I give the answer, now where do I want to lead her from that answer? All right, we're doing a few more exercises. I want to keep talking about this. Guys, throw another one at me that a woman is saying. Hey, how you doing, Unique? Throw me another one that a woman is saying real quick, just one more, and I will show you how to move a four. Y'all see I got a sweep. I got my broom right here because I gotta clean. My dog made a mess of some shit. My rot jumped in my trash and shit and knocked everything all over the place. So I gotta clean that shit up. Y'all wonder why the broom is there. Unique. All right, Unique, this is not competition. God damn it, Unique. Don't start this shit, Unique. I'm just trying to answer questions. Hold on, Unique. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait. I want to make sure no names. Thank you, Unique. All right. I wish that guy that was saying that shit sees how the game works. Let me see here. Shit. He really comes in. Come on, God damn it. Come on, shit. See, Unique, it does that shit probably because you're in the UK and shit. He wants to... Hold on. There he goes. Okay, well, black it is then. You'll wear this one for me. Can I do that? Good girl. I aim to please. God damn it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Do you know any good spot for wine? Okay. It's funny that you're asking me about that because that's one of the places that I love the most. You know, one thing, there's a place called Justin's that serves it's not just the best wine at Justin's. It's the wine, it's the atmosphere, it's the cheese boards, and it's the band called Whiskey to Dawns. And one thing that I love about that place, it has a nice intimate area. The wine that I like the most, and you name a wine, it comes from a city that's unique. That's called Unique 79. And the grapes, how they, because I did a little bit of research, and because I want to make sure that I always do research on what I do, and things like that fascinate me. I always like to peel back layers and learn things at its core. And the thing that I love about Justin's is that they have great wine, they have great cheese boards, they've got the band, the Whiskey to Dawn jazz band, they have a nice intimate area. So these are wines and places I like to go to. So now, with that being said, I just answered her question, okay? Now, here's a fixed four. Now, after I answer a question, I say, okay, well, you know what? This is what we're going to do on our next date because I see that you like wine so much, so allow me to give you an experience of what I experience all the time at Justin's. And not only am I going to give you that experience, I'm going to also introduce you to whiskey. Because that band plays, I love the song, one of the jazz songs called Taking My Dick Out of Your Mouth, Putting It in Your Pussy, and Then Shooting It in Your Hair. I love that song. So when I introduce you to whiskey, I'm going to make sure that he plays that song while I look into your eyes, find ways to make you smile, blush, think, and react. Okay, so now, Bear, I got that locked down. So now when I go to Justin's and everything, okay, now, maybe I know the owner, Justin, okay? And if I don't know the owner, Justin, maybe I know the waiter, King or Eddie, okay? All right? Or I'll say Delta. I'll use Delta. Delta's going to be my bear because he has Delta to be my waiter. So I have two choices. Now, before I set it up, I can call Justin, the owner of Justin's, and say, J-Dog, what's going on? Can you give me my spot Saturday? What's it looking like? All right, let me call you back. Let me see reservations. But I'll take care of it because, you know, I take care of him. He takes care of me because the reason why he takes care of me is I bring all the bitches to him. I'm bringing him money. I'm bringing all the women to him. That's the spot. That's my spot. So I'm bringing all the women there. So with that being said, I'm going to make sure I talk to him. Or I'm definitely going to talk to Whiskey. Whiskey, are you good on Saturday? And make sure you, I'm going to ask you about that song, Take the Dick Out of your Pussy and Shoot It in Their Mouth and Shoot It in Their Hair. Remember that one and all the stuff? Okay, I got that down. Then I'm going to call Delta. Delta, what you looking at? Are you good Friday or Saturday when you working? Oh, you working at between 6 and 11? All right, bet. I got one coming in, okay? All right, we good, right? Boom. So once I already set it up, those are my calls I'm making. Once we're done, I got to make sure I'm prepared. So I'm either talking to the owner, Justin. I know Whiskey going to be there, his motherfucking band, and I know Delta's going to be there. So all I got to do is lead her exactly where I want to go. And as soon as she gets there, I told you, first thing I'm going to do, I already got it in my head, I already scribed it. I'm going to see her, grab her, bring her close to me, tell her how nice she looks, how sexy she smells, and I'm going to take her hand, I'm going to walk her over, I'm going to sit her down, and then if Justin, the owner, is there, he's going to do me a solid. Because y'all even understand gay. Man, what is the owner, Justin? Now, Justin is a very fine restaurant, brother. So there ain't no hole in the wall. What if the owner, Justin, comes by to say hi to me? The owner of the fucking place. Hey, Justin, how you doing? This is such and such. And I just wanted to meet you, da, 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 da. I introduced her to Whiskey. I introduced her to Justin, okay? The owner of the motherfucking place. Then when Delta rolled his motherfucking ass by me, where you at, Delta? When Delta rolls his ass over there to me, like, you know, we good, we cool. I'm just talking to Delta like I'd be talking to him if we were like one-on-one. Yeah, man. You know, I mind my own motherfucking, hey, Delta, man, peep game, man. I can't believe, man, I met this one, dog. You ain't gonna believe this, man. Dog, man, I my cereal and shit, man. I'm trying to eat my motherfucking boxer. I was all out of my Excuse Fairy Crunch cereal and shit, man. So I had to get my motherfucking eat on D. Here I am minding my own business, and look at her. She's in the aisle. Hold on, let me use somebody's name. I'm use Boss Talk. She's in that Boss Talk aisle getting some fucking Tony fucking spaghetti or some shit. So you know what? I saw her put my beard in. I mean, come on. Hey, Dev, look at her, man. Come on. You know I'm going to holler at this, right? I'm giving some dub, da, 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 da. And then after we do that, Delta's going to go right into it. Delta's going to be like, hey, you know what? What would you like to drink? She takes a drink down, and then Delta walks off. Why? Hey, wait a second. He didn't get your order. Oh, he already knows my order. Oh, really? You come here all the time, only with the woman that I'm interested in. See that? If y'all look at what I'm showing you the steps. Every step that I'm taking has to be a 4-4-4-4. I'm leading her, okay, guys? I just want to show you. But, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. But hopefully, Bear, you can understand what I'm saying now when I'm talking about what I'm talking about. But don't worry, guys. Tomorrow we are going to, you know, we are going to cover more of what I'm talking about because we're not done. We have a lot to talk about. But I want to get to see. All right, let me talk to you about this because this is important. It's important. Please, guys, get y'all. Guys, all my dogs out there, all my dogs listening, everybody out there that's listening, everybody out there that's listening, why don't y'all stand up and stretch or some shit like that? Stand up, stretch real quick. Let's do it. All right, guys, we're back. Just want to get y'all to stretch out. Hey, guys, and all my video game aficionados, I should have this next week, okay? I came up with an idea. I scribed this and all this other stuff. So what I'm going to do, and I want to show you guys out there, and I'm going to give you the information really soon so y'all can log in and sign up. I'm going to have it set up where I go into a virtual reality with this thing right here that Lucario has and 50 has. And what I'm going to do while I'm boxing, riding my bike, or shooting zombies or slaying dragons, we are going to be able to spit game while I'm working out, okay, because I'm old. I'll be working out, but we're going to be in the virtual world together, and we will have the chat room open. So while I'm shooting and killing or working out, riding a bike, whatever I'm doing, we will still be able to teach you game while I'm playing games, okay, guys? Something that is innovative to me and something I want to do for you guys out there. So I just want to let y'all know that's coming up really soon. So I will give you all the details of that. It'll be game while I'm gaming, gentlemen. So I just, because again, what I like to do is innovate, man. I like to do things that nobody else is doing. So while I'm working my little bitch ass out, I want you guys to see that I'm a normal guy. I'm going to kill zombies, and I'm going to get my ass kicked in some boxing, and I'm going to have a good time. We're all going to have fun. This is just like a relaxing thing where I'm working out and getting sweaty, but I'm going to teach y'all game while I'm getting my ass kicked, getting shot at, and all of that stuff, because I want us to have a little fun as well. So I just want to let you guys out there know that that's going to be coming really soon, okay? That's going to be really, really soon, okay? So once we do that, I'll give you the information. It's going to be a Twitch. So once we get all that down, you'll be able to get on a Twitch, and then when we go live, I'll be able to read your chats in the Twitch while I'm in the virtual reality where you can see what I'm doing, but I'm also reading your Twitches, and I'm giving you game while I'm playing games. So we're going to have some fun. It's going to be great fun. We're going to do it all. We're going to have a lot of fucking fun. This is like my morning exercise type shit that I got to do, or whenever I get on, we'll do that. So one thing I want to do is give you guys as much free content as possible, okay? I want to give y'all as much free content as possible because there's just so much game out there. So, but what I want to say to y'all guys, and again, I'll give y'all the links y'all can sign up. I'll just sign up to the Twitch and everything. I will give you that soon. I'm just waiting. I had to buy this fucking $2,000 computer and shit to make sure that the graphics card works. So I'm waiting on that. That's my only problem. I got to wait for the computer to come. Once that fucking big-ass computer comes, I'm going to set all that shit up, and then we're going to be good to go. Like I said, I'm showing y'all. I showed y'all when the car showed, but these are the guns right here, man. These are the guns, man. I'm gonna be doing some John Wick shit. I'm going to be shooting motherfuckers like a motherfucker, and we're going to be having some fun while I'm spitting game, while I'm killing them motherfucking zombies and walking around and shit. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. So, but let's get back to what I want to talk to you guys about. And guys, if you have a question, please go ahead and ask. I got you guys covered. But let me get to this. This is very important I want to talk about. I definitely want to talk about this real quick. One of the biggest problems y'all have that you don't even realize you're doing. And I'm going to say it again. You don't realize you're doing this. And what this is one of the keys to why there is no growth. One of the keys to why you're not evolving. One of the keys to why you're the same person you are. And that is because you're looking in the man in the mirror, which is good, but you are asking the wrong questions, okay? See, when you are talking to yourself and growing yourself, you're too busy asking why. Have you ever seen me since I've been showing you Scribe, have you ever seen me ask Scribe why something happened? Or have you seen me tell Scribe what I need him to do? Guys, this is huge. Yeah, all my dogs listen to me. This is very huge. This is very huge. Yes, and don't forget, guys, we also have another place, the Real Game No Theory. We will connect the YouTube to that as well. That's going to be a place where all of us are going to have content as well. So there's a lot of content coming your way. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, I want y'all to listen to me. Have you ever seen me when I have been with my scribe that I ask a why question to him? Or do you always see me telling him what I want him to do? Scribe, write this down. Scribe, pull this file out. grab that file. Grab that one. Meet me in my studio. We got something to get my culinary school, get my goddamn guide, get da-da-da-da-da. But the problem is, for a lot of you guys out there, you're too busy asking why questions. Why did she let me go? Why doesn't she like me? Why am I not good enough? Why do I keep getting rejected? Why do I keep getting turned down, okay? Because when you're doing that, there is going to be a huge disconnect from the surface to the depth of you when there is a why in between that. The why kills everything. It kills everything, okay? See, when you ask yourself the why question in the mirror, all your mind is doing is searching for that answer when you shouldn't even be asking the fucking why. You should never look and question yourself or question what a woman does. As a man, and what I'm trying to show all you guys out there is to accept what happened. Now, again, let me show you acceptance. Okay, we're getting deep. Okay, we're getting deep. Let me show y'all acceptance. Okay, I'm going to show y'all real quick. See, acceptance, gentlemen, is when you go to your film room. This is what I did. This is what happened. Let me go over what I said, why I said that versus saying this. That's okay in the film room. But we're not talking about the film room. We're talking about you doing the thing that's always been killing you by questioning yourself or questioning an answer that you will never get. Whenever you ask a question about somebody else, you will never get the definitive answer because you're not that person. But what your mind does, and this is the trick it plays, your mind searches for an answer that is either going to soothe you along, which lies to you, or he's going to try to give you a hardcore answer that's going to make you feel bad about yourself. That's going to force you back into judgment. See, when you're saying, well, you know, why didn't she call me, or why doesn't she call me, or why isn't it work out, or why this? Now, this is very, guys, this is important. Nobody talks about this, gentlemen. This is what I'm saying to y'all. This is important. This is very important. When you question yourself about somebody else, you do more harm to yourself, because what you're saying to yourself is, instead of focusing on me, I'm focusing on an end result, or I'm focusing on what is that woman thinking, and why is she thinking that, or why isn't she thinking that? Why isn't she calling me? Why isn't she messaging me? Why didn't she go out on a date? What did I do wrong? And see, when you're doing that, you're asking too many whys. You don't ask yourself why. You don't get in front of that mirror and say, why didn't she talk to me? Why didn't she call me back? Why did she turn me down? You don't ask the whys. Your scribe's job is not to tell you why, because he doesn't know why. Because his job is just writing the information you tell him to write. That's all his job is. His job is not to be your counsel. See that? I didn't talk about that. We read in the book, though. He didn't talk about your counsel. He's not your counsel. He is just your scribe. That's like a king going to his jester to ask what kind of military move I should make. Doesn't work that way. So where you go wrong is that you are asking questions to answers that have nothing to do with you. Why she does what she does is none of your business, gentlemen. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Why she does what she does is none of your business, okay? None of those things. And see, unfortunately, you have trained yourself to make it feel like that way, because what the greatest enemy you have in your mind, the greatest mother, the motherfucker that smiles in your face and stabs you in the back, will always look to give you the wrong fucking answer to keep you exactly where you're at. He will make something up. She didn't call you because maybe she's out with somebody else. And that bitch might be sick at home sleeping. You just don't know. You don't know what's going on. But your mind has a way to fill in the why, because you're asking for an answer, or you're asking a question and trying to get an answer that you shouldn't even be asking at all. You should never ask why in the mirror. And yet most of y'all are doing it. And I'm not just saying just in the mirror. You're asking yourself this question by yourself when she's not calling or when she's not showing up or whatever she's doing. You're asking yourself the question. Okay? And the worst part about the answer is that we're always looking for the comfort answer. We're always looking for the wrong answer, because we don't really want to judge ourselves, but we do it all the time. Unfortunately, y'all do it all the time. Because what your mind is doing is it's looking for an answer that is not the real answer. Because the only one that can give you the answer is the person you're thinking about, and you shouldn't even be asking them for the fucking answer. Whatever answer you tell yourself is not the answer. It's an answer to comfort you, or an answer to make you feel worse, to keep you chained down, or to prevent you from growth. But when you're stuck in a cult, now follow this. Woo-hoo, man, boy. When you have come from across the street, the cult leader that is giving you all that pill bullshit, all that hypergamy and all that shit, has already set you up for the downfall, and you don't even realize it, because when you ask that question, which you should be getting from her, because that's the real answer, you already have a built-in comfort answer. And that's where things go wrong. Her female nature, her hypergamous nature. She's for the streets. She ain't shit. She's a gold digger. She's a single mom. Shit. You fill in the blank. Y'all know. Hey, guys, we're getting deep here. A lot of y'all motherfuckers know what the fuck I'm talking about. A lot of y'all motherfuckers know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you have come from that fucking side of the street, and you start asking yourself those questions, isn't it odd the answers that you get are regurgitated from the cult leader that you listen to? Think about that. Well, what I'm saying is there shouldn't even be a question of why. When I look into the mirror, I accept what happened. Now, the only reason why I question things is because I'm a perfectionist. See, I question the wins. I don't think about the learns. I don't lose. I don't think about the learns. That's for my film room. That's for my film room. But because I know I'm a bad motherfucker and I'm never satisfied with just being complacent, I question how fast I got her. And why I couldn't do it better. See, the difference. I just want to make it clear to you guys out there, okay? Hold on, wait a second. Let's see. Hold on, wait. Tyler, I got the ads. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's see here. Hold on. Yeah, freelance, we're about to go deep. Hold on. I got to answer for Tyler. I'm going to show y'all, guys. This is what happens when you are a student of the game. Let's see what we got here. We don't know what Tyler's going to say, but let's pull it up. Tyler, wait, where's it at, Tyler? Hold on. Tyler, put it on instant messenger. So grab it. Send it to instant message, Tyler. Tyler, send it through instant messenger, and I'll grab it. There it is. I think I got it right. Wait, hold on. Damn, Tyler, all this is all you? Hold on, man. I can't show her face or unless she got sexy lips. All right. Tyler, she got some dick sucking lips, man. God damn. All right. Let's see here. This is Tyler Fall. Okay, I'm awesome. Thanks. I was involved with this intense project when I saw your profile. Your hair and your sexy smile caught my eye, so I decided to stop and text you, invite you for the opportunity to draw a hot cocoa with me. Hit me back directly when you are available, and I will take care of it. Tyler. She says, oh, how sweet of you. Thank you so much. You're very handsome yourself. Y'all see game right here? I love your confidence already. I'm the same way, and I love to grab some hot cocoa with you this evening. I will text you now so you have my number saved. Come on, man. I don't think y'all understand how cold your boy is. I don't think y'all get it, man. If you just follow what I'm showing you, man. Hold on, there's more. Hold on, let's keep going. Tyler, you got her sending you videos? All right, here's Tyler Smooth Ass. He tell her, all right, I love our cocoa. Oh, wait, Tyler! Jesus! Hold on, let me see something. 2 seconds. Let me blow it. Let me take this out. I can't show her face. I was about to show you her face, guys. I had to make sure I stopped. I was about to show you her face. Kylie, you got to block out her face, man. There's her face right here. So that's her body. That you can see her body right there. That's her body. I was bone to pick with you, okay? With that top follow, okay? Now, this is Tyler's 4, okay? I'm now even more at a loss as I like your hair and that sexy smile on your face look better. We'll have to find a creative way for me to get to the bottom of that question. Now likely in person when we meet. When weekends or weekdays or weekends are better to get hot cocoa. Let's see what she says. Okay, she says. Oh my God, I'm gonna show you this. This is in fucking real time. Hold on. This is in real time. So she says this. Okay. All right. She says, wait. Guys, you do understand this is like just the third or fourth text message. Let me slow it down again. You guys do understand that this is just the third or fourth message. Let us look. Haha, you're literally a sweetheart. All right, thank you so much. All right, I'm sure we have a great time together. I'm definitely feminine as ever. My schedule is hectic, but I'm very flexible. It's totally up to you. All right, make time for a gentleman like you anytime that works best for you. Thanks for inviting me for hot cocoa. I do not drink alcohol. I'm big on tea, water, hot cocoa, fruits, good food, nature, calm, luxury settings. Okay, surprise me. You choose. By the way. I have hair extensions on that, but my profile is natural hair. I love them both. All right, tomorrow, 4 or 5 up. Now, hey, Tyler, now there's one thing. I don't want to mess this up because it's great. Let me see, there's another one. All right, there's more. Hold on, there's more. Tyler, one thing I want you to do, Tyler, if you have the chance, if you could do that now, Tyler, is I want you to bring up the profile. Remember I told you reading her profile about her having long days and stuff? If you can bring that up. But let me keep going with Tyler saying, okay, guys? Tyler's saying, I believe you can really tell a lot about a person by the way they're laying him the cocoa. So I'll be watching coaches see if some night looks at you and I have to sip as much as I can. You're a little bit warm, weighing at night. So the bagels, I'm showing you. Enjoy the savor of every flavor and every sensation. The whipped cream, making sure I don't miss it. See, God. Dad, Tyler is painting a fucking Mona Lisa here. Find out what kind of girl you are. See if you like to walk on the wild side marshmallows or not. Dude, this, guys, you understand this is like the fourth or fifth message. Y'all do understand that it's already over. Now, I keep telling you, it's over. Dude, is Tyler asking questions? Fuck no. Tyler's spitting yaks. Boom, I like that. I'm very observant, highly intuitive myself. I love Oreo West whipped cream on my chocolate, change hot cocoa. For hot cocoa, definitely marshmallow girls. Well, hot cocoa comes hot, so I'll take my time. See that? I don't burn myself, okay? And embrace the sweetness. See here. All right. So let me discard that. So, that's all of them. All right, yeah. So gentlemen, when I am showing you guys out here, this is how game. See, you don't have to beg for pussy. He's already got one foot in the door. Now, Tyler, let's add on to that. Tyler, I want you to bring up the profile. Now, here's what I want you to bring up now. Because if it's cold now, say, hey, Tyler, peep game. Tell her this. Now I understand what you were saying in your profile about, what did she say in profile? I remember she said about relax. I want to get it right, Tyler. Hold on. Let me see what she said in the profile. Hold on. Give me a second, guys. We working game here. I'm going to help my dog out. Hold on. All right. Now you see why. Okay. Now I see why, after reading your profile, now I see why you look forward to connecting with someone after a long day of work. Because now I understand when you come home from a long day, you might sometimes make a nice tea or a cocoa being on your feet. But now that I know that, write that down, Tyler, but now that I know that, now I know if things ever move forward past this point between us, now I know that I'm going to have to give you a Tyler Spa coupon that goes with hot cocoa, warm smiles, and a nice foot massage, or in a nice cocoa, warm smiles, and, oh, wait, never mind. We'll talk about that later at another time. Send that, Tyler, okay? Send that to her, okay? And the reason why I want you to do this is because if you look at all we're doing, and not all, we, this time, Tyler's not asking any questions. Bear, hope you're watching this. Tyler's not asking questions. Tyler is just painting pictures. That's all he's doing. He's not asking her what she does for a living. He's not asking her what she likes and when her last boyfriend was. No, man, he's intriguing her with motherfucking yak. All right, Tyler, when it's sent, let me know. I ain't around for this. I got you, dog. I'm going to do this live because I'm going to have to cut this up and make this another testimonial, man, because I love this shit. I love this. But I'm going to keep talking while you, Tyler, just let me know. I'm going to keep talking. Interrupt me, please, if she does that. I want to get back to this thing. So, guys. Okay, listen. What I'm saying to you guys out here, unfortunately, okay, is that because you ask yourself questions, you're always looking at your pre-existing beliefs and answers to those questions, and this is why there's no growth, okay? But see, what I'm trying to get you to do, like that, you remember that Tom Hanks Castaway movie? I'm trying to get you past that current. See, if we can get you past that current, then from that point, you can then create a new lifestyle for yourself. But you're not going to get that lifestyle if all you're doing is asking the same questions over and over again, okay? Because what happens is that the thing that motivates you are things that you set yourself up for a downfall. And listen. Talking bad about yourself is a motivation. It's not a right motivation, but it's something that keeps you exactly where you're at because you like to tune in or look for, gentlemen, answers, okay, that might be – that doesn't hurt as bad, but it's a false truth because the one that can only give you the answer is the woman. You can't get any answer you come up with when it comes to you asking a question about a woman will never be the truth. That is what we're talking about as far as the pre-existing thought processes and beliefs that you have. I hope we ain't getting deep. All right? Yeah, Jay, absolutely, J-Dog. Jay, you hit that motherfucker on it. Yes, absolutely. Guys, this is why y'all can't leave that island, because like Justin's saying, the current is so strong. But here's the, y'all ready for the craziest thing? What? Hey, wait. Freelance, let me say this shit. Wait, hold on, Freelance. I know you're going to try to say this shit. Yeah, what I'm about to say is 100% authentic. Nobody else is talking about this, so just remember what I'm saying to you guys. Just remember that it's coming from me. Just wanted to make sure I say that to you. Coach Justin is absolutely right. The current is a motherfucker. He's 1,000,000% right. Gentlemen, let me ask you a question. What if I told you that there really isn't a current, and the only current that's holding you back is the one you're creating? Just like the movie theater, what if I told you that there's actually not a current there? But you have created a current to hold yourself back from going beyond that current, because maybe you're scared of what's behind or after you get past that current. Maybe it feels safer to be on that island and know there's a current and know that I can't get over it. But wait a second. What if I really actually know that there really isn't a current? Then that means I've got to take more accountability. And some guys are scared to go beyond that point. Some guys are scared. But what if I told you there's no current? And the current are pre-existing lies and not truths. She didn't call me because her hypergamous nature, current, not true. She didn't call me because she's out there fucking other guys. You don't fucking know that. That's another not true current. You know what? She didn't call me because, you know what? Maybe because her nature and all this stuff. Maybe because I don't have a nice car. I'm too ugly, too short. Who's creating the current? You don't know what the fuck. She can be at the vet right now because her dog Toto ate a fucking ball and is sick right now. She could be with her mother right now watching a fucking Lifetime show. She could be hanging out with her father right now. You don't fucking know, but what holds you back is the current that you create with the self, the already created false beliefs, the pre-existing lies that you are using, gentlemen. You don't understand how much you're hurting your core by these pre-existing fucking lies. They're nothing but lies. They're not real. That's not true. They're not there. It's not real. What's real to you is not actually real. That's your perception. As I told you earlier, you're looking at a reason to justify why she's not talking to you that is going to make you feel better at the end of the day. Or it's going to make you that much worse or that much angry, like as far as, well, she didn't hear me. Oh, that fucking bitch. You know what? That motherfucking cult leader was right. These women ain't shit. See how you did that? Automatically did it. Automatically self-sabotage yourself. And you guys don't even realize what you're doing, man. Never ask questions. Even when you're in your film room, you don't question what you're doing. You're just going over the film. This is what I did. This is what I said. This is the, okay, now I know what I did. These are the adjustments I need to make. But this is how deep game is, man. See, it's not about these women. It's not about how many women that you're sleeping with. It's not about how old I am. It's not about how long I've been out the game. All these things have nothing to do with me, gentlemen, but has everything to do with who you are. It has everything. But, hey, tomorrow on Wednesday show, we're going to continue this because, the game is so deep, man. The game is so deep. But I hope that in what I'm saying is something that you can really get a shift on, because all the questions or the questions or questioning yourself about that woman is not really true. Because the only one that can give you the real answer is the one you're asking about. But if that person is not there to give you the real answer, then your mind has a way of finding a fake, false answer that is either going to make you feel better about yourself or piss you the fuck off or make you feel worse. Because that's how your enemy works. Your mind is not your fucking friend. It is not your friend. Don't ever think that what it's doing has your back, because it's in control of you right now. When you are in control of it, that's when you can trust it more, because it's working for you. Right now, it's working against you, okay? It is. It's just like that, man. Yeah. And that's what I don't want you guys to do, man. That's what I want you to do. I don't want you guys to ever do that, okay, gentlemen? And that's what's important to me. Everything we're talking about. Oh, wait, let me see something. Tyler, I want to wait a few more minutes, and I want to see if Tyler gets an answer. Let me see if Tyler got an answer or something. Wait, 10. Let me see here. All right, Tyler.